Hello and welcome to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for game 2 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and I'm glad to bring you the call between two California League North Division foes. It's your Fresno Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, and the Stockton Ports, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Your Grizzlies, winners of 17 of their last 21 games, including 6 in a row, tying a season high this year. The Grizzlies coming in at 40-30. They're 4-0 here in the second half. In the first half and the second half, the overall record at 40-30, that is second place in the California League North Division standings, just one game back of the San Jose Giants, while their 4-0 record here in the second half is the best in the California League North Division, as the Grizzlies look to continue their winning ways tonight against the Stockton Ports, who come in with a record of 27-43. Stockton, last place overall record-wise, 14 games back of the San Jose Giants in the North Division, but they are 2-2 here in the second half, just two games back of these Grizzlies, and both teams need to win the second half in order to clinch a playoff berth. So these games really important for both these teams. And last night, the Grizzlies winning the series opener 12-9 in 11 innings from Banner Island Ballpark. Fresno, they improved to 5-1 in extra innings, 12-3 when the game lasts 2 hours and 40 minutes, and now 26-5 all-time here at Banner Island Ballpark. The Grizzlies had a season-high 18 hits. There was a combined 21 runs on 29 hits overall. It was the longest time of game this year and the most innings played for the Grizzlies this season as well. Daniel Amaral leading the way. He reached base 5 times. And then Bryant Bettencourt and Cody Huff both reached base 4 times in the win. Jesus Bouguerin continued his hot ways. He had a home run, his second consecutive night doing so. Bouguerin, one of 4 players in the Grizzlies lineup that have a 5-game hit streak right now. So the Grizzlies continue to play good baseball. Zach Agnos, the win last night, he had 2 sensational innings of relief. So did Carlos Torres and Felix Ramirez. And so tonight, the Grizzlies look to continue their hot ways as they give the ball to left-hander Albert Pacheco, who is 2-1, a 4.86 ERA. The left-hander, the 20-year-old, coming off his best start of his professional career. 7 innings of 1-run baseball against Modesto as the left-hander continues to try to pitch his way through this very difficult Ports lineup. While on the other side, Stockton will give the ball to the youngster, the right-hander Gunnar Hoglund. An 0-2 record, a 6.92 ERA. Hoglund, despite some early injuries, back in the rotation. The 6'4 right-hander from Dunedin, Florida, a part of a trade in 2022 that brought in Matt Chapman to the Blue Jays. He gets the start tonight for the Stockton Ports. Should be a great pitching matchup, as well as the Grizzlies continue to look at their winning ways. If they win tonight, 7-game win streak would be their longest this season. Well, prior to tonight, I sat down with the St. Louis Cardinals scout, Jeff Ishii, and he joined me on the pregame show, and Jeff and I got to talk a little bit of everything. We talked about how he got involved in scouting, what it would take for someone like you who's listening at home to maybe get into scouting. We also talked about a couple players that he signed that have ties to the California League. We also talked about Ishii's time in Japan scouting and also here on the West Coast. And finally, we talked about his love for just the game of baseball. Our pregame guest is St. Louis Cardinals scout Jeff Ishii. When we come back right after this break, we'll have an interview with Jeff. You're listening to the Grizzlies pregame show right here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed, only at Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Interview with Jeff Ishii in 3, 2, 1. I bring a scout with the St. Louis Cardinals, a professional scout in Jeff Ishii. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Sure, Steven. Appreciate it.
So who got you into baseball and at what age?
I started playing baseball for the first time in 1979 when I was 8.5 years old. Chino,
wow.
California.
So when did you realize you wanted to be a scout?
Man, much later in the process, obviously. I think almost everybody who scouts played the game at some point, you know, at varying levels, and you try to play it as long as you can. And in my case, I played it as long as I could, played it all the way through college, ended up going to graduate school, became a teacher, spent almost 13 years being a teacher. And after 13 years of doing that, in my early 30s, decided that I wanted to get back into the game. I hadn't been involved in the game for a while. And initially, I thought I would become a high school coach, did a little bit of that. That turned into some college coaching, did a few years of college coaching, and that turned into scouting eventually.
You went to college at USC and Cal Poly Pomona. How did you enjoy both experiences?
Cal Poly was where I, you know, was an undergrad,
yeah,
and played baseball. And the baseball coach there was John Scalinas, legendary coach. And so that was a great experience being there with him. And then USC was graduate school afterwards.
That's awesome. So then what would someone need to become a scout?
You know, the first thing you need to have to become a scout is you got to love the game of baseball. And, you know, I can't stress enough, you know, what that word love the game of baseball means in terms of just your appreciation of it, your enjoyment of it, your passion for the game, just because it's not an easy job. You know, I spend over 100 nights a year on the road, write hundreds and hundreds and beyond 1,000 reports, hours on the computer, and you have to love what you're doing.
Absolutely. So when you became a scout, you kind of specialized in the California area and Japan, but you're with the St. Louis Cardinals, so how does that really work?
Yeah, I mean, every professional team has a group of amateur scouts, usually somewhere in the range of 20 amateur scouts throughout the country. Then they usually have a smaller scouting staff that does professional scouting, you know, minor leaguers, big leaguers, and so I've done both. I started as an amateur scout doing a geographic area. You live in the middle of that geographic area, and you travel around watching high school and college players. And so for me, I was fortunate. I live in Chino, where I grew up. You know, just outside of LA, and I was able to hook on and get a job with one of the best organizations in baseball scouting that area for high school and college players. And then after doing that for 6 years, then I was able to transition into professional scouting only. So when I first started professional scouting, we weren't as geographic as we are now with the Cardinals. We broke up the teams around the country by organizations. And so I went to Asheville, North Carolina. I went to Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, I went into the Midwest League and spent quite a bit of time traveling all the time zones in 2014 with the Cardinals. In order to give us more flexibility to go back and see players throughout the year, we switched to more of a geographic model. And so I think I have 16 teams now that I cover in the state of California, the whole California League, all the PCL teams out west, NL West, AL West big leagues. And so it's, you know, I think I've left the time zone only one time aside from when I went to Japan a few weeks ago.
Yeah, so you one of the things you want to talk about is Japan. So the first time you ever went, what kind of made you fall in love there? And then you keep going back. So what makes Japan a little bit different than out here in the U.S.?
Yeah, well, I'm half Japanese. Okay, so that's obviously, I don't want to necessarily call that an advantage because I did grow up in California, not Japan. But I think the culture means a lot more to me just because of my background. I did have some language experiences, and that's gotten better, and some cultural experiences. And I actually have family in Japan that we've been able to reconnect with. So that's kind of a unique experience, you know, for a scout, you know, being able to go back there. But they love the game. They're so passionate for it. They stay till the end. They drink so much beer in Japan. It's hilarious to watch how much beer they drink. Nobody's ever drunk at the games. Like I said, they stay till the end, and they cheer, and they just have so much fun. So it's just really such a festive and passionate experience that it's really fun to be part of that.
So how many trips have you made out to Japan, and how much extensive work do you do out there?
Yeah, so the recent trip that I made in July, I believe, was trip number 10 since 2014. And so I make a shorter trip of about 8 days during the minor league season, usually in July. And then when the minor league season's done, you know, obviously I still have big leagues to cover and hopefully maybe advance scouting for the playoffs. But because the minor leagues are done in early September, I take a little bit of a longer trip early September from Labor Day, and I go for about 2 weeks. So all told, I spend about probably 17 or 18 days in Japan throughout the year scouting.
Wow, that's crazy. So now something that's coming up is, of course, the trade deadline. So that's a big time for scouts in general. But let's kind of go through the different things, the draft process when it comes to a scout part, and then also when it comes to the trade deadline.
Yeah, the draft process would be more for amateur scouting, so I have not been involved in that since 2012. But that is a really, really fun process to be involved in. I was fortunate with the Cardinals for 5 of my 6 years. I cut my teeth with Jeff Luhnow as the scouting director, and Jeff was a great guy to work for. I've said this many times over the last few years, and I didn't work for any other scouting directors the first five, until I worked for them for the first 5 years. But if there is a scouting director in baseball that knows how to organize a draft, prepare for the draft, and work the draft board throughout those couple days of the draft, I'd be surprised. Jeff was just really good at it, and he would bring us back every year for the draft. And so it was just so fun to be there, to be connected with it, to see the players, even if it wasn't your own player that we get drafted. Such a neat experience to see your friends that scout for the Cardinals getting players drafted out of the area, be able to shake hands and congratulate each other and be part of that.
And then, of course, the trade deadline coming up. So that's something you get a little bit more into when it comes up.
I would say the trade deadline is a little bit different than the draft you're preparing all year, really from the time the previous year's draft ends. This is a little bit of a different process in that, especially with the Cardinals, we're doing our normal jobs. We're going out seeing as many players as we can get. There may be a guy that you have to chase down at the end, but I would say as a professional scout, it doesn't culminate with the same flurry of activity maybe as the amateur draft does.
Let's talk a little bit about your amateur time. One of the guys you kind of been known for was Joe Kelly. How was your relationship with Kelly?
Yeah, I've been able to – he lives only about 15 miles away from where I live. And so I think geographically that kind of helped us keep a good, solid relationship. I think that's part of his makeup and part of who he is. He's very personable. I'm also very good friends with his dad, and so that's kind of helped to keep the relationship a little bit stronger through the years, too.
Is it nice that he's kind of on this side of the coast now?
It is. I mean, I've had quite a few connections, both as a college coach and as an amateur scout with players that have made it to the big leagues. When I was a college coach, I recruited Stephen Vogt out of Visalia, California, and I had a chance to scout Stephen with the Giants a few weeks ago in San Francisco, and you sit there in 2019 watching a player that you watched in high school in 2003, and it just boggles your mind what he's become 16 years later.
He is such a great clubhouse guy. You can see what he has done to San Francisco and what he's done throughout his career. It's amazing.
Yep.
So for you, what's the most rewarding thing about being a scout?
I think that part of it is seeing a guy mature into what you thought he could become. I think back to those two guys that have had probably the most success of anybody that I was connected with, either Joe Kelly or Stephen Vogt. And I think the part that I'm most proud about those players is they have such great, tremendous makeup. They're such great competitors. I mean, you saw it with Joe Kelly last year in the World Series. That eighth inning in Game 5, he was just unbelievable when he struck out the side. And then, Stephen Vogt, when he was in Oakland, he won the Catfish Hunter Award twice, 2 years in a row, which is, the teammate award, the clubhouse award, the makeup award. And so, I think that's the part that you're most proud of is when you see guys that you're connected with develop into that.
And finally, what's kind of the big analytical side with a scout, and do you believe in it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think, the analytical side of the game, first of all, it's been around forever, really. It's a lot more complicated and a lot more complex than it's ever been before. But, scouts have always looked at stats. I know Branch Rickey's a guy that kind of gets attention as being one of the forerunners of that way back in the 40s and 50s. And so, it's just the natural progression of the game. And, scouts, whether they be amateur scouts or professional scouts, still have to be knowledgeable of what's going on in terms of analytics in the game. And every player that I write up, before I write the player up, after I've seen them on the field in a game, I look at their stats. It may not be calculus-based. It may not be as advanced as what those guys are doing in the office. But I take a quick glance at their history and what they've done statistically as well.
It's so much fun when you come in here. It's so much fun talking baseball with you. So thanks for sitting down and doing this interview.
Yeah, definitely. Appreciate it.
And we thank the St. Louis Cardinals scout, Jeff Ishii, for joining us on the pregame show. Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark for Game 2 of 6 Thursday Night Baseball here in Stockton as your Fresno Grizzlies get ready to battle the Stockton Ports. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Your Grizzlies at 40-34-0 in the second half. The Grizzlies winners of 6 in a row. They look for their season-high 7th win tonight. They've also won 17 of their last 21. Tonight's Toyota starting lineup presented by manager Steve Solis, and here it is. Leading off and playing right field, number 25, Daniel Amaral. Batting second, the third baseman, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting third, the shortstop, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting fourth, the catcher, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 5, Skyler Messenger. Batting sixth will be the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting seventh will be the second baseman, number 2, Jamari Baylor. Batting eighth will be the left fielder, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. And batting ninth, the DH, number 10, Jake Snyder. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 17, Albert Pacheco, a 2-1 record, a 4.86 ERA. So once again, for your Fresno Grizzlies, who are at 40-34-0 here in the second half under manager Steve Solis, the lineup presented by Toyota, Amaral, Andy Perez, Ritter, Betancourt, Messenger, Bugarin, Baylor, Andrews Jr., Snyder, and Pacheco on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineup for the home team, the Stockton Ports, the single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Stockton at 27-43, 2-2 here in the second half under first-year manager Gregorio Petit. Here's his starting lineup. Leading off and playing right field, number 8, Colby Thomas. Batting second, the DH, number 4, Jose Mujica. Batting third will be the center fielder, number 3, Henry Bolte. Batting fourth will be the first baseman, number 28, Tommy Stevenson. Batting fifth will be the left fielder, number 6, TJ Schofield Sam. Batting sixth will be the second baseman, number 1, Jose Escorche. Batting seventh will be the third baseman, number 12, Derek Salome. Batting eighth will be the shortstop, number 5, BJ Cook. And batting ninth, the catcher, number 2, Cooper Yule. And on the bump for the Stockton Ports, the right-hander, number 22, Gunnar Hoagland, an 0-2 record, a 6.92 ERA. So once again, for the Stockton Ports, who are 27-43, a 2-2 record here in the second half, under manager Gregorio Petit, will be Thomas Mujica Bolte, Stevenson Sam Escorche, Salome Cook Yule, and Hoagland on the bump. As Henry Bolte homered last night, he will hit third for Stockton. Our home plate umpire this evening is Andrew Schrock. Over on the bases is Jabril Jeter Abdullah. The Grizzlies, they're back in their winning red unis. Their black cap, the red bill, the California Bear flag on top of that red cap, or on that black cap with the red bill. While Stockton, they're going back to their white unis with the red sleeves. They have the red cap and the red bill, the Anchor logo on top of that red cap, as these two teams get set for first pitch. Game 2 of this 6-game series as we head down the stretch before the All-Star break, July 4th around the corner as well. So we are ready for some fun baseball over the next couple of innings or evenings, and we are glad you could join us here at Banner Island Ballpark. We'll take a quick break. We'll have the national anthem and first pitch right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please rise if you are able and remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem, performed tonight by Stephanie Hilson.
What a great job from the national anthem singer, as it looked like some of equipment issues, but she got it done for tonight's national anthem. Glad you could join us here at Stockton, California for Banner Island Ballpark for game 2 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Stockton Ports. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us as the Grizzlies look to stay hot tonight. The Grizzlies, winners of 17 of their last 21. They have won 6 in a row. That is tied for their longest win streak this season. The Grizzlies playing really good baseball as they battle the right-hander Gunnar Hoglund for the Ports tonight. An 0-2 record, a 6.92 ERA, but Hoglund is one of the top pitchers in the Athletic system after being traded over from the Toronto Blue Jays. So Hoglund will get the ball this evening. The Grizzlies looking to stay hot and undefeated here in the second half. He'll finish up his warm-up pitches as he will take on Daniel Amaral, who joined the Grizzlies last week in Modesto. And since Amaral has joined the Grizzlies, he has put a spark at the top of the Fresno lineup, batting 375. No homers, but a 1.006 OPS. The 26-year-old will lead things off against the right-hander in Hoagland. Hoagland is making his fifth start this season. Should be a great night for baseball. 92 degrees, clear skies, 11 mile per hour winds out to center field as we get set for first pitch. Glad you could join us once again here at Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Once again, I apologize if none of y'all could hear the national anthem tonight. They were having some technical difficulties here in Stockton for the equipment of the microphone. As Daniel Amaral will step to the plate against Gunnar Hoagland. Home plate umpire Andrew Schrock, on the bases Jabril Jeter-Abdullah. Here comes the first pitch from the right-hander, and it is right down the middle, and we are underway here at 7:10 p.m. So first pitch at 7:10. Here comes the 0-1 to Amaral, and he will take another strike in the count at 0-2. Some shade already here at the ballpark. It is right between the pitcher Hoagland and the batter in Amaral. Here's the 0-2, and it swung on and missed. Three pitches, and Amaral down on strikes. And that's a nice start for Hoagland in the Stockton Ports, as here comes the third baseman and Andy Perez. And the way that Amaral swung at those, or looked at the first two and then swung at that third pitch, it looked like he never picked up the ball. As we said, some shade covering the batter. Here comes the first pitch, and that is a chopper to the first baseman. It's going to be a tough play. The throw is in time as Hoagland was covering. So Stevenson, the first baseman, over to the pitcher. Two outs now, as here comes Ryan Ritter to the plate. So Perez was batting 236, and now here comes Ryan Ritter, the best hitter in the Grizzlies lineup. Ritter this season is ranked among the top 10 in the California League hitting leaderboard in eight categories. Here comes the first pitch from Hoagland, who works out the full windup. Here it is, and it is a called strike in the count at 0-1. Ritter ranks first in total bases, first in slugging percentage, tied for first in homers, tied for first in extra base hits. As that pitch is a fly ball to right field. Looking back, see you later. Ryan Ritter, his 15th homer of the year. And just like that, it is 1-0 Fresno. Ryan Ritter, 15th homer of the year. And he gives the Grizzlies an early 1-0 lead. Out to right field on the solo shots. And here comes the catcher, Brian Betancourt. So just like that, 1-0, as here's Brian Betancourt reached base four times last night, including three hits. Here comes the pitch from Hoagland, as Ritter, 15 homers now. That pitch is high, the count at 1-0. Ritter, that's also RBI number 53 on the year. Ritter is now first in extra base hits with 32. Here comes the 1-0 to Betancourt, and Betancourt, high pop-up. This is going to be a tough play with the sun into center field. Who's it going to be? It is the center fielder in Bolte making the catch. But Ryan Ritter, the solo shot to right field. The Grizzlies have a 1-0 lead. We head the bomb the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark, as the Grizzlies lead the Ports 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. Albert Pacheco gets the ball for the Grizzlies, the left-hander, a 2-1 record, a 4.86 ERA. He is making his fourth start in a Grizzlies uniform, coming off his best outing in probably his career, as he will take on a heavy right-handed lineup that will be headlined by right fielder Colby Thomas, who will stride to the plate. So it should be a good matchup here. 1-0 Fresno here in the bottom of the first inning. Glad you could join us. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco, and it is outside. And the count at 1-0-0. Colby Thomas batting .273, 7 homers, and .817 OPS. As the 1-0 is in there for a called strike, and the count now at 1-1. The Grizzlies in their red uniforms, black cap, red bill. Here comes the 1-1, and a ground ball. It's going to be a tough play for the shortstop, Ritter. It goes into left center field. Thomas looking for two. Here's the throw from the center fielder, Bugarin, and it is not in time. Colby Thomas, a leadoff double. So Thomas starts the evening for Stockton off on the right foot. As Thomas, a hustle double. That ball was past the shortstop, Ryan Ritter, into left center field, Bugarin, and the left fielder, Andrews Jr., converging onto that ball, but where that ball was placed, Colby Thomas with his speed was out of the box quickly, got to second. The throw was just offline, and Thomas diving in there with a leadoff double. As the first pitch to Jose Mujica's inside, the count at 1-0-0. So the Ports trying to tie this game up here in the bottom of the first inning. Glad you could join us this evening. 1-0-0. Pacheco looks back the runner. Here comes the pitch. And that is a high pop-up, and it's going to drift foul. And the count now at 1-0-1 here to Jose Mujica. He is the DH this evening. Mujica batting second. A little bit of a different look for the Ports lineup this evening. This is a team that's had a lot of changing parts all season long, but a very good offense. Here comes the 1-1, and that is a ground ball where Ritter was initially playing and will scoot into left field for a base hit. Colby Thomas will score, and we are tied at 1. The shortstop Ritter was behind the runner Colby Thomas, a cat and mouse situation. Mujica hit a ground ball towards Ritter where he would have played if he was in his normal positioning. Instead, it went off the glove of Ritter, who dove after the ball and went into shallow left field. So Jose Mujica, an RBI single, and just like that, we are tied at 1. So back-to-back hits here against Pacheco. And here comes Henry Bolte with no one down and a runner at first. Bolte, a couple hits last night, including a 2-run homer. As Pacheco, here comes his first pitch. It's outside. The count at 1-0-0. So 1-1 here early. Ryan Ritter is 15th homer of the season. And then the RBI single from Jose Mujica. Here's the 1-0, and that is outside, and the count at 2-0. Good spot there from Pacheco. Grizzlies and the Ports last night, 12-9 in 11 innings, a back-and-forth game. Here comes the 2-0, and that is fouled off right to the backstop. The count at 2-1. From Albert Pacheco is a very good fastball. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuchansi Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuchansi Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the bottom of the first inning, we thank Chuchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. The count is now 3-1. Here comes the pitch. It's high. Ball 4, and Bolte draws the walk. Mujica will waltz to second. Bolte now at first base with a walk. 3 batters, 3 base runners for the Ports. And here comes Tommy Stevenson with runners at first and second and nobody down. Again, we'd like to thank Chuchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here on June 29th. In the bottom of the first inning, 1-1 our score between the Grizzlies and the Ports. Pacheco will come set. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander, and it's swung on and missed by Stevenson. The count at 0-1. Stevenson batting 179. He's got five homers this year, though. A 663 OPS. Pacheco comes set. Here comes the 0-1. And that is fouled off, and it's quickly 0-2 from Albert Pacheco. A 2-1 record, a 4.86 ERA. Wears number 17 on the back of his red jersey. Counted 0-2 to Tommy Stevenson. Runners at first and second, nobody down. Here's the pitch. And it is just inside a little bit low. The count now at 1-2. As the Grizzlies and Ports continuing their six-game series tonight here at Banner Island Ballpark, the fourth of five series between the clubs in 2023, and the final set here in Stockton, as that is fouled off and the count remains at 1-2. The Grizzlies are 53-20 with a 10-9 record this year all-time against the Ports, with a 26-5 record here at Banner Island Ballpark, 4-3 this year. Here comes the 1-2, and a ground ball to the third baseman in Perez, and he can't make the play. Perez started moving before he had the ball in his glove. It's going to be E5, and everybody is safe. Mujica gets to third. Perez, he had the ball in his glove. It popped up, hit him in the chest. He grabbed the ball with his hand initially and then tried again with the glove, and it was too late. Mujica gets to third. Bolte to second. Now Stevenson reaches E5. So now bases loaded. Nobody down for TJ Schofield Sam. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. Good fastball high in the zone. 94 miles per hour from the left-hander Pacheco. The Grizzlies last year against the Ports went 26-4. Here comes the 0-1, and it swung on and missed. Quickly 0-2. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate. Fresno had a plus 123 run differential, 239 and 116 last year against the Ports, and their 26 wins broke the team record for the most victories against a single team in a season, as that is swung on and missed. Good pitch, and Schofield Sam down on strikes. Three pitches, one out. First strikeout for Pacheco. One down, base is still loaded, and here's Jose Escorche. We are tied at one here in the bottom of the first. But as we said, the Grizzlies all time here at this ballpark, 26-5 here at Banner Island. Here's the pitch to Escorche. It's low. The count at 1-0. So the Grizzlies, a lot of success here at Banner Island Ballpark. As here comes the 1-0. And that is fouled off. And the count now at 1-1. But this Ports team this year, led by manager Gregorio Petit, very tough. A lot of one- or two-run games against the Ports this year. A couple extra-inning affairs, including last night's game. As here comes the 1-1, and that is a high chopper to the third baseman, Perez, and he bobbles it again. He couldn't pick up the ball with his glove. The second error on Perez in the inning. It will score a run, and the Ports have the lead, 2-1. Mujica scores, Bolte to third, Stevenson to second, Escorche will reach. It is E5. I believe there was also a fielder's choice on that because it looked like Perez wanted to go home with that ball. So it scores a run. And the bases are still loaded with one out. Here's Derek Salome. Here's the pitch. And it's inside the count at 1-0. Not the start the Grizzlies were looking for. Bases still loaded, one out. 2-1 Ports now here in the bottom of the first. Here's the 1-0. And it is inside. It's now 2-0. It's the Grizzlies' long inning so far. Pacheco around the 25-pitch mark. Here comes the 2-0. And that is a fly ball to right field. It will go foul. And the count now at 2-1. As it looks like there's action now in the Grizzlies' pen. right-hander starting to stretch and get loose. As here comes the 2-1. And that is a fly ball to center field. Bouguereen racing back. He is going to make the catch right in front of the wall. That is deep enough to score another run. Now the ball bounces off the shortstop Ritter's glove, and no one advances on that. That could have been more runs. So Bolte comes in to score. Stevenson will hustle to third. Escorche stays at first, though. It is a sacrifice fly for Salome, just missing a grand slam. That is an RBI as well for him. And another run as well. As here comes the shortstop, B.J. Cook. So two outs now, runners at first and third. And the shortstop, the eighth batter of this inning, coming to the dish. Two errors already for Fresno this inning, both on the third baseman, Andy Perez, who's very good over there at third. As the first pitch is outside, and Betancourt, a great play to stop it from going to the backstop. The count at 1-0. So Perez, two fielding errors this inning. And Pacheco right now, trying to get out of this inning without any more damage, as he'll check on Escorche back at first. He's in there safely with a head first dive. 3-1 Ports here in the bottom of the first. Here comes the 1-0. It's outside. The count at 2-0 as Cooper Ewell waits on deck. As the Grizzlies trying to stop the bleeding here this inning. Two hits and two errors. Here comes the 2-0, and that is swung on a miss. Good fastball from Pacheco on the outside part of the plate at 91. It's now two balls and one strike. A double from Thomas, a hustle double, and then a single by Mujica that just got past the shortstop Ritter. As that's a ground ball, base hit to right field, 4-1 Ports. As ninth batter will come up in the inning, and Ewell Cook the RBI single. Escorche to second, Stevenson will score. Third hit of the inning, fourth run. And here comes Cooper Ewell now, the ninth batter this inning. Two outs, runners at first and second. And here comes pitching coach Mark Brewer, not the start the Grizzlies were looking for. The Grizzlies, though, last night trailed 5-0 after two innings and came back to win last night's contest. So a 4-1 deficit is not the end of the world for Fresno. The Grizzlies had a season-high 18 hits last night. And they scored 3-plus runs in multiple innings. 4 runs in the third, 3 runs in the fifth, and 4 more in the 11th. So this is far from over. So now 4-1 here in the bottom of the first inning. As here comes Cooper Ewell batting .296, the catcher. Runners at first and second with two outs. Thomas, Mujica, Bolte, and Stevenson all scoring. Here's the first pitch, and it is outside, the count at 1-0. As Betancourt trying to give some reassurance to his left-hander, Pacheco, who did not expect to be ambushed like this tonight. Here comes the 1-0 from the left-hander, and it swung on a miss, the count at 1-1. Good pitch there from Pacheco at 92. Albert Pacheco, 6'1", 176 pounds. The left-hander is from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Just 20 years old. Here comes the 1-1, and that is outside. And they're going to check the runner back at first, and he is safe. What a throw from the catcher Betancourt over to Messenger at first, and the runner Cook almost got caught napping. So the count is at 2 balls and a strike. From Pacheco, his fourth professional season after signing as an international undrafted free agent in 2019. As that is a high pop-up. And we'll go foul, and the count now at 2-2. Pacheco's allowed 3 hits this inning, a double and 2 singles. There's been 2 errors as well. As here comes the 2-2. And it is swung on and missed, and Pacheco out of the inning, but not before the Ports score 4 runs on a pair, or on 3 hits, a pair of errors. We'll be back for the top of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the second inning, 4-1 the Ports lead the Grizzlies. Familiar territory for Fresno here in this series as here comes Skyler Messenger to the plate against the right-hander Gunnar Hoglund. And Messenger has had himself a month of June, batting .348 over 20 games here in the month of June. Here comes the first pitch to Messenger, and it's outside, the count at 1-0. Messenger, 463 OBP, a 485 slugging percentage, a 948 OPS. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a breaking ball high. The count at 2 balls and no strikes. Messenger has crushed 2 homers, 1 triple and 1 double here in the month of June, including 1 walk-off. Here's the 2-0, and he will take a strike all the way, and it's 2-1. Messenger has recorded 15 RBI, 14 runs, 14 walks, and 4 stolen bases without being caught in this span. Here comes the 2-1, and that is another strike. And the count now at 2-2. Hoglund going to the slider there. So 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch to Messenger. And it is outside, ball 3. A good slider there from Hoglund, just missing on the outside part of the plate. Messenger just spitting on that pitch. So 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch to Messenger. And it swung on and missed, an elevated fastball, and Messenger down on strikes. Second strikeout for Hoglund. And here comes the center fielder in Jesus Bouguereau. Bouguereau has been on a streak as of late, a 5-game hit streak overall. He has homered in consecutive nights, both 2-run shots. Last night, his was delivered in the 11th. As here comes the pitch to Bouguereau, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Bouguereau learning how to be more disciplined at the plate, a free-swinging center fielder. When he does connect, it goes deep, as that's a high chopper up the middle. It's going to be a tough play for the shortstop, Cook. He ranges over the throw, and it's in time. Good play from the shortstop, Cook. Goes 6-3, 2 outs now, and here comes Jamari Baylor. Was the Grizzlies trail 4-1 here in the top of the second. Glad you could tune in for Thursday night baseball here in Stockton, California. So here's Jamari Baylor now, 3 homers on the season. Jamari Baylor, one of the newcomers on this Grizzlies roster, as he will get a called strike in the count at 0-1. Baylor batting .321 and .979 OPS. Here's the 0-1. Inside, it almost hits Baylor. The count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jamari Baylor, the former Philadelphia Philly farmhand. Here comes the 1-1, and that is swung on a miss. Good breaking ball from Hoglund. The count now at 1-2. So Baylor calls time here at the plate as the shadows continue to creep up the mound. Now just behind the pitcher, Hoglund. The shadow of him protruding from that middle of the diamond as that pitch is fouled off by Baylor. The count remains at 1-2. Hoagland, the tall right-hander, 6'4", 220 pounds. Here comes the 1-2 to Jamari Baylor. And it is fouled off as Baylor ripped that one foul. 93 miles per hour off the bat. As the Grizzlies trail 4-1 here. Here comes the 1-2 to Jamari Baylor. And that is outside, ball two. Good slider. And again, he thought he had a strikeout there. As a couple of the Ports infielders were heading towards the dugout. The count remains now 2-2, and Hoagland will deliver another pitch. Here comes the 2-2, and that is a fly ball out to center field, but it is playable for the center fielder in Bolte, and he will make the catch. The Grizzlies go down in order here in the second. We head to the bottom half of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We are in the bottom of the second inning. 4-1, the Ports lead the Grizzlies. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the bottom of the second inning, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. As the first pitch to Colby Thomas is swung on and missed, the count at 0-1. Here in the bottom of the second as the 0-1 is outside. The count now at 1-1 to Thomas, who is 1-for-1 with a double and a run scored. Here comes the 1-1, and that is a called strike, and the count now at 1-2. Here in the bottom of the second inning, glad you could join us here at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. As the Grizzlies continuing their 12-game road trip. Here comes the 1-2, and that is swung on and missed. Good fastball from Pacheco. Third strikeout for him. One out here in the inning, and here comes the DH in Jose Mujica. A single that snuck into left field and an RBI for him. He also has a run scored. That was back in the first inning as the Ports brought nine batters to the dish. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco, and it is a called strike. And the count at 0-1. So Pacheco, all four runs in that first inning were earned as that pitch will go foul and the count at 0-2. And I don't know if that is correct or not because a couple of those runs scored via air. So I'll have to go and check real quick in between innings at some point to make sure I get an official ruling on that. Escorche reached and Stevenson scored on an air. Here comes the 0-2, and that is a little blooper in a shallow left field, and it gets down. A base hit as he gets past Andrews Jr. Here's the throw in from Ritter, and they will keep Mujica at first base. Again, Mujica, a broken bat, seamy single to left. Andrews Jr., who was hustling in, the weird bounce in the outfield got past the outstretched glove and hand of Andrews Jr. Ritter chased after it and kept Mujica at first base. So fourth hit now for the Ports, and here comes Henry Bolte with a runner at first and one out. As that's a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Pacheco's allowed four hits tonight, and of the four, I would say that two were legitimate hits. As here comes the 0-1. And that is a called strike, and the count at 0-2. And what I mean by that is when you look at the data on the back end system, the probability of that ball getting down for a hit or the way it was hit off the bat, very unlikely. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-2. So Pacheco, some unluck here in the bottom of the second inning. Runner at first with one out. Here comes the 1-2 to Bolte. And it is swung on and missed. Another fastball from Pacheco. Bolte down on strikes. 93 from Pacheco. He's got four punchouts this evening. So two outs now, and here comes Tommy Stevenson, who reached on an error and scored back in the first inning. So Pacheco already, four strikeouts. His career high is nine. He had eight in his last outing. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco, and it's fouled right to the backstop. The count at 0-1. 92 miles per hour from Pacheco, back to that really good fastball. That can reach up to 96-97. Here's the 0-1. Swung on a miss. That looked like the breaking ball at 86 on the outside part of the plate. And it's quickly 0-2 as Pacheco looking to strike out the side here in the second. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner. The throw to second. And it's right on the money. And he is out. Mujica out from a great throw from Brian Betancourt, and Pacheco has a clean second inning. We head to the top of the third, 4-1 Ports. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the third inning, the Ports lead the Grizzlies 4-1. Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies, here in the top of the third. As E.J. Andrews Jr. will lead things off for the Grizzlies against Gunnar Hoglund. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Good pitch there from Hoglund. You're in the top of the third, 4-1 Stockton leads Fresno. Here comes the 0-1 Andrews Jr. outside. The count now at 1-1. The left fielder in E.J. Andrews Jr., the former Fresno State Bulldog. Here comes the 1-1. And that is a chopper up the middle, and Cook cannot get there. A base hit for Andrews Jr. to center field. So Andrews Jr., a single, second hit for the Grizzlies. And here comes the DH in Jake Snyder. Against Gunnar Hoglund, who is 6'4", 220 pounds, the 23 years old, from Dunedin, Florida, went to Mississippi and was part of a trade in 2022 with the Athletics and the Blue Jays. Here comes the first pitch to Jake Snyder, and he looks to bunt. It's a called strike on the inner corner of the plate, the count at 0-1. He was acquired from the Blue Jays along with left-hander Zach Logue, left-hander Kirby Snead, and infielder Kevin Smith in exchange for third baseman Matt Chapman. Here comes the 0-1. There goes Andrews Jr., and that ball will get away from Yule, who went to throw the ball initially, and the ball gets away from him. So a stolen base for Andrews Jr. So a runner at second, nobody down for Jake Snyder. The count at 1-1. Now, last year, Hoagland made three appearances after recovering from Tommy John surgery and did not allow an earned run in eight innings across two levels. A former first-round draft pick by the Blue Jays, as that is a ball just low. The count at 2-1. A first-round draft pick, 19th overall in 2021 out of Ole Miss, despite undergoing Tommy John surgery on May 17th, 2021. Now looks to be fully recovered. Here comes the 2-1, and that is a called strike. They count it 2-2 to Jake Snyder. He was tabbed as a consensus preseason All-American at Ole Miss in the 2021 collegiate season. He was their Sunday starter his freshman year in 2019. As a time called by the catcher in Yule. Was also drafted in the supplemental first round, 36th overall in 2018 by the Pirates at a 5A high school in Hudson, Florida, but elected to go to school at Ole Miss. Here comes the 2-2, and that is swung on and missed. Devastating slider on the inside part of the plate, and Hoagland picks up the strikeout. That is his third of the evening. One out, and a runner at second for the right fielder Daniel Amaral, who struck out swinging in his first at-bat. This is Hoagland's first career appearance against the Grizzlies. And making his fifth start of the year so far. He is 6'4", 220 pounds. Again, 23 years old, born on December 17th, 1999. As here comes the first pitch from Hoagland to Amaral, who's 0-1. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it is a called strike, and the count at 0-1. Hoagland's last start came on June 21st against San Jose here at Banner Island Ballpark. A no decision after four innings of work, allowed three hits, one run. It was on a homer, one walk, and two Ks. Here's the 0-1. It swung on and missed. The count at 0-2. Good pitch again from Hoagland down in the zone. Hoagland is on a pitch count as well. Three innings in his first three starts and four in his last start. He's reached up to 54 pitches. As here comes the pitch, and it's fouled off at the dish. The count remains at 0-2. Hoagland currently at 36 right now. Has a mound visit here from Cooper Yule to Gunnar Hoagland. It's Daniel Amaral, batting 360 since joining Fresno. Hoagland last year split time between Stockton and the ACL Athletics. And as we said, looks to be fully recovered. It's always interesting to see what will happen to pitchers once they recover from Tommy John surgery. It's not an easy surgery, to say the least, and it's becoming more and more popular among athletes. As here comes the 0-2, and that is fouled off by Amaral. You'll see a lot of pitchers get it, especially before they head into professional baseball. Former Fresno Grizzly Jaden Hill, a part of that group, he had surgery while at LSU, was still a high draft pick, and of course now pitching in High A Spokane. It's here comes the 0-2, and that will get to the backstop past Yule. Heading to third is Andrews Jr. The count now at 1-2. And I believe that's a pass ball as it went right through the wickets of Yule. It's the count at 1-2. Runner at third with one out here in the top of the third inning. 4-1, Ports lead the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies, a solo homer from Ryan Ritter back in the first inning, his 15th of the season. Here comes the 1-2, and Amaral, fly ball, left field. It is deep, and Amaral has his first homer as a Fresno Grizzly. A two-run shot to left field. It is now 4-3. Amaral leaves the yard. Andrews Jr. will score as well. And Daniel Amaral, his first homer in a Grizzlies uniform. And Fresno right back in this contest. He got a pitch to handle right there on the inside part of the plate. a two-run shot. And Andrews Jr. scoring as well after he singled. So two runs on the second hit of the inning. And both, or all three runs so far, thanks to the long ball. So here's Andy Perez now. The count at 1-0 to him as that ball is in the dirt. Perez a ground out in his first at-bat. And Andy Perez, who had a couple errors in that first inning, now can make it up here at the plate. He's got one homer this year. Line drive hitter. Here's the 1-0, and Perez, a fly ball to center field. This is playable for Bolte, though, and he will make the catch. That is the second out of the inning as Perez is retired. And here comes the shortstop, Ryan Ritter. So 4-3 now here in the top of the third inning. The Grizzlies right back in this contest. Daniel Amaral, a two-run homer. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Hoagland. And Ritter takes it inside. The count of 1-0, no strikes. Again, Ryan Ritter all over the California League hitting leaderboard. First in total bases. First in slugging percentage. Now first in homers, as that is a base hit to left field. Even with the shift on and Cook, he finds himself with a single. So he's 2-for-2 now. As Ritter a single. Third hit of the inning. Fourth overall for the Grizzlies. And here's Brian Betancourt with two outs and a runner at first. So Ritter now leads the California League in homers. He's also first in extra base hits, second in RBI, second in OPS, sixth in runs, tenth in hits. As the first pitch to Betancourt's inside, the count at 1-0 and no strikes. And now brings on Brian Betancourt, who is becoming a better hitter as of late. A very disciplined hitter all of a sudden at the plate. 1-0, no strikes. And a check on Ritter, and Ritter is safe. Oh, he just got back in there. Good pick from Hoagland. Ritter was in his secondary lead right when that ball was coming back, and Ritter had a Superman it towards the bag at first. So two outs here, still in the top of the third inning, as the Grizzlies trail 4-3. Here comes the 1-0, and Betancourt, ground ball. This is to the second baseman, and Escorche, the great Jeter throw over to first in time for the out. That was a tough play, and Escorche made it look easy. We had the bomb the third. The Grizzlies back into it thanks to a two-run homer from Daniel Amaral. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the bottom of the third inning. 4-3, the Ports lead the Grizzlies. Albert Pacheco back out for another inning of work. He will take on 4-5-6 in the Ports lineup. Pacheco, the left-hander, had a very good top of the second inning. So Stevenson will come back up to the plate after a caught stealing ended the bottom of the second. Albert Pacheco coming in with a 2-1 record, a 4.86 ERA for the left-hander. And here comes Tommy Stevenson to the plate. And as we said, we were going to look at the earned runs allowed by Pacheco in this contest. He initially was given 4 earned runs. But a couple errors, I think, would have changed that, as that first pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. And now it's been updated to 1 earned run of the 4 he's allowed. Here comes the 1-0, and that is swung on a miss. Good fastball on the inside part of the plate from Pacheco. The count at 1-1, and when we talked to Pacheco last week, He said the big reason why he felt like he was successful was just the arm position. As that is swung on and missed, the count at 1-2, another good pitch from Pacheco at 94. He said that his arm was dropping a little bit lower than he would have liked to. And that fastball with tons of run on it just swung on and missed many times tonight already by the Ports hitters. Here comes the 1-2 from Pacheco. And it is inside, and the count now at 2-2. Pacheco making his fourth appearance. All starts. Here comes the 2-2, and that is low. And the count now full, 3-2. Made his last start on June 21st at Modesto, a career-high 7 innings of work. 4 hits, 1 run, it was earned. Here comes the 3-2, swung on and missed. 5th strikeout for Pacheco. And the last 4 outs recorded have all been strikeouts. 1 out now, and here comes the left fielder TJ Schofield Sam. Now, Pacheco, as we said, allowed 1 run over 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 walk. He struck out 8. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander, and that is a called strike in the count at 0-1. Making his first appearance here against the Ports. Starts against Lake Elsinore, Inland Empire, and Modesto. As that pitch, I believe, not only hit TJ Schofield Sam, but it also hit the catcher in Bettencourt, and he is down. That was a double casualty right there. Schofield Sam hit, and then the ricochet hit Bettencourt, and I think it hit him in a spot that I don't think you want to get hit in. So the hit-by-pitch to Schofield Sam, he will reach base. 1 out, and it'll be Jose Escorche to the dish. Albert Pacheco in his 4th professional season with the Rockies, a short-arm lefty who sits 90-95, has an early developing changeup, a good slider as well, has put up insane numbers over 2 seasons. 92 innings, a 3.03 ERA, 24 walks, 108 strikeouts. Long term, a lot of scouts could believe he could be a back-end starter or a long reliever in the Rockies system. Assigned to Fresno from the ACL Rockies on June 7th and earned his first Fresno win on June 14th versus Inland Empire. As they continue to check on Bettencourt, and I think that's exactly where he got hit. He is being checked on still at the plate by athletic trainer Justin Wilson and manager Steve Solis. And the way Steve Solis is looking at him, I think it's just all laughs right now. As they still continue to check on Bettencourt. And I wonder if they're going to do some warm-up pitches. That does not feel good to get hit with any pitches as a catcher. So they will check on and make sure he's okay. Bettencourt making sure he's all right there. As Albert Pacheco on the bump. Spent his first season stateside with the ACL Rockies here in 2022. And now here in 2023 with the Grizzlies. Over 11 games last year with the ACL Rockies. Made 8 starts, going 5-4 with a 3.13 ERA. Here's the first pitch, and it's a foul ball by Escorche. The count at 0-1. Escorche reached on an error back in the first inning. Last year, though, Pacheco, as he will check on the runner, and back safely with a head-first dive at Schofield Sam. That was close. Pacheco last year, a 1.17 whip. That was 6th in the ACL. He was 10th in strikeouts, 12th in innings, as that's a fly ball to shallow right field. Jamari Baylor, the second baseman, ranging back, will make the play. So 2 outs now. And here comes the third baseman, Derek Salome. Again, 12th in the ACL in innings with 46. 10th in strikeouts with 57. 6th with a 1.17 whip. Tied for 4th in wins with 5. Here's the pitch, and it is low. The count at 1-0. 4th in batting average against him at 2.22. And 4th in ERA at 3.13. Here comes the 1-0 from Pacheco. And it's a high pop-up. This is in a shallow center field. Bouguereau racing in. He will make the catch. No! I don't know what happened. Did he catch it? I don't know. I guess he caught it. I guess he did catch the ball. It looked like the ball dropped out of his glove, and I don't know if it was after he caught it or what happened. That was very confusing. Something dropped to the ground, and it looked like a baseball. And everyone kind of stopped in confusion. And that ends the inning. The Grizzlies were running off the field, and that's the third out. All right, a little bit of confusion to end the third inning. We'll head to the fourth. The Grizzlies still trail by one. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. Top of the fourth inning, 4-3, the Ports lead the Grizzlies. Mako Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervone's apartment homes is one of Fresno's most luxurious one- and two-bedroom apartments. Visit their website at LEPROVENCEAPTS.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes are a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies, as that is a line drive caught by the shortstop and BJ Cook, and Messenger is retired. Goes L6 for the first out as here comes the center fielder Jesus Bouguerin. Again, here in the top of the fourth inning, we thank Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. So here's Bouguerin now, as the first pitch is a high chopper up the middle. Another tough play for BJ Cook. The throw to first, and it is not in time. Bouguerin beats it out. An infield single for Bouguerin, who had a high chopper similar in his first at-bat. Cook made the play the first time, and that time Bouguerin beats it out. So an infield single, fifth hit for Fresno. And here comes second baseman number two, Jamari Baylor, who's 0-for-1. So a one-out single for Bouguerin. Here in the top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch, and that is inside. The count at 1-0. Here in the top of the fourth. Here comes the 1-0 as Bouguerin leads from first. And a check on Bouguerin. He's back safely standing up. The count remains at 1-0 from Gunnar Hoglund. Here comes the 1-0 from the right-hander Hoglund, the former Blue Jay farmhand. And that is a called strike. The count at 1-1. Hoglund, one of the top arms in the Athletics system. And just like a lot of his fellow arms in the Ports bullpen, very tall, 6'4". Here comes the 1-1, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 1-2 to Jamari Baylor. Last night's starter, Eduardo Rivera, 6'7". We saw reliever Frank De La Rosa, who's 6'8". Junior Tur, who we'll see a little bit later, he is 6'6". You also have Charlie Cherney, who pitched last night. He is 6'5", a very tall staff of the Stockton Ports. Here in the top of the fourth, 4-3, Ports lead the Grizzlies. Runner at first with one out. Here comes the 1-2 to Baylor. And Baylor, high chopper. This is to the third baseman. They throw to second in time. They throw to first, and a double play. And just like that, the inning comes to an end. We head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, 4-3. The Ports lead the Grizzlies as Albert Pacheco back on for another inning of work as B.J. Cook will lead things off. He is 1-for-1 with an RBI single back in the first inning as Pacheco two straight scoreless innings, and he'll look to continue the right track right now against B.J. Cook, who's been very successful against Fresno pitching this year. B.J. Cook reached base a couple times last night. He had a grand slam back at Chukchansey Park earlier in the season. It's the Grizzlies and the Ports continuing their series tonight, the fourth of five series between the clubs in 2023. The 20th meeting between these two teams this season. As the first pitch is a called strike to B.J. Cook on the inside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. The Grizzlies have won the last two against the Ports, as that is outside. The count at 1-1, 10-9, and 12-9 in 11 innings. So a lot of high-scoring games between the two teams, as that pitch is fouled off. The count at 1-2. Here at Banner Island Ballpark, that holds 5,200. It opened in 2005, right on the waterfront. As here comes the 1-2, and that is inside. The count at 2-2. Here comes the 2-2. And it is a ground ball to the shortstop, Ritter. Ritter charging. Here comes the throw. It is low, but it's made by Messenger at first. So B.J. Cook retired. It goes 6-3 as one shortstop grounds out to the other. Here comes the catcher, Cooper Ewell. Here at Banner Island Ballpark. Beautiful ballpark. Lots of stadium wall signage on the outfield wall. You'll see the video board out in left center field with the American flag coming out from that video board. Here comes the pitch and a fly ball into shallow right field. Who's it going to be? It is the second baseman in Baylor making the play for the second out. So two outs now, and here comes Colby Thomas, who is 1-for-2, a double and a run. You'll see both bullpens out in left center field. Right in front of that big video board, the Ports bullpen on the left side, the Grizzlies bullpen on the right. Very unique out in the outfield. As here comes the first pitch to Colby Thomas, and it is inside, the count at 1-0. Down the left field line here at Banner Island Ballpark, it is 300 feet. As the count's now 2-0 from Pacheco to Thomas. But as we said, 300 feet out to left field. Here's the 2-0, a foul ball. The count now at 2-1. 399 to center field, right center field, where there's a little bit of a grassy berm. And over in right field, it is tough to see at our angle, but it's around 300 feet as well. The count now 3-1 to Colby Thomas. A very small ballpark. The ball does fly here. Hitter friendly both down the left and right field lines. As that pitch is fouled off, the count now full 3-2. This ballpark, kind of a big 360. You can walk around this whole ballpark and get to the spot you were just at. Again, right along the waterfront in the outfield as the 3-2 is fouled off to right field and will do it again with the same count. The Grizzlies dug out on the third base side. The Ports dug out on the first base side, and both dugouts right pretty much upon the crowd as well. As here comes the 3-2 and a high chopper, and it will go foul. As we'll do it again with the same count. Concessions on the first floor, and we are pretty much right next to the fans. At this point, I could high-five any fan that walked by where we are located. We're just below the netting, but a ball almost came in last night, so we still have to be careful right here in the press box. And, of course, I bring my glove on the road as here comes the 3-2. And that is inside to the backstop, ball four, a two-out walk to Colby Thomas. As Betancourt goes to retrieve that ball. Second walk by Pacheco. And here comes Jose Mujica, who's 2-for-2. An RBI single back in the first and also a run. But a beautiful ballpark, just about 2 hours from Fresno. Great food as well. I enjoy the pizza here more than anything. So if you want to come watch your Grizzlies for the rest of this week and weekend, I recommend you do so. About a 2 hour trip from Fresno. As the Ports will celebrate their 4th of July weekend starting tomorrow. Here comes the first pitch, and that is a fly ball out to left field. Andrews Jr. racing back. He is near the wall and will make the catch to end the inning. Pacheco, another clean inning as we head to the top of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5 2023.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the top of the fifth inning, 4-3. The Grizzlies trail the Ports as a new pitcher for Stockton. It's the right-hander, number 39, Junior Tour, who will take over on the bump for Gunnar Hoglund, who worked four innings, allowed three runs, all earned on two homers, five hits, no walks, three Ks. As here's E.J. Andrews Jr., a single and a run his first time up. As that ball is lifted towards right field, it will go foul on the count. And no balls and one strike. Andrews Jr., single, a stolen base, and a run scored after a two-run homer from Daniel Amaral. So he will lead things off against Junior Tour. Y-U-N-I-O-R-T-U-R. As here comes the 0-1 from the right-hander. And that is a called strike. The count at 0-2. Tour is 6'6", 200 pounds. He is from La Habana, Cuba. As here comes the 0-2. And that is fouled off by Andrews Jr. And the count will stay the same. Junior Tour, as we said, was one of the taller pitchers on this roster. As we said, 6'6", 200 pounds. Signed as an international free agent by the Athletics here in 2022. Here's the 0-2, and that is fouled off at the dish. And the Grizzlies have not seen this right-hander yet this season. But he's had a good year so far. After signing out of Cuba for $100,000 in December of 2022. Here comes the 0-2. And that is swung on a miss. Good slider, and Andrews Jr. down on strikes. That is the first strikeout for Tour. One out, and here comes the DH in Jake Snyder, who is 0-for-1 with a strikeout himself. So Jake Snyder to the dish. He takes on Tour. Tour is appearing in his fourth game, all out of the pen, a 2-0 record, a 4.05 ERAs. That is a base hit up the middle. Tough hit from Snyder, and it bounced off the mound. And a single with one out here for Snyder. Sixth hit for Fresno, and here comes the right fielder, Daniel Amaral, who's 1-for-2, a two-run homer back in the third inning. Amaral extending his hit streak to six games since he's joined the Grizzlies. Continues to hit the ball well. Here in the top of the fifth inning. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, Tour. And that's a called strike. The count at 0-1. We were talking about Banner Island Ballpark before the break. And as we said, a beautiful ballpark. 92 degrees here at first pitch. But, of course, a little bit cooler and a lot of wind due to the water that's out behind the outfield. So here comes the 0-1. And that is a called strike. The count at 0-2. Good fastball there from Tour at 93. So it's actually a really pleasant evening here at Banner Island Ballpark. The Grizzlies continuing their 12-game road trip. Here comes the 0-2, and that is fouled off by Amaral, and the count will remain the same. The Grizzlies, six games in Modesto, and then they were off on Monday and Tuesday. So the series here in Stockton didn't start until Wednesday. So now we'll play Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday here in Stockton before the Grizzlies will return home on July 4th to take on the San Jose Giants for a six-game series. Here comes the 0-2, and that is outside, and the count now at 1-2. So a unique schedule. The Grizzlies will play 12 games in a row before their All-Star break. Where the teams will enjoy a couple days off, no All-Star game. As the count is 1-2 to Daniel Amaral. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it swung on and missed. Amaral down on strikes. Second time he's gone down on strikes. Second out now. Both K's for a Tour. And with two away, here comes Andy Perez, who's 0-for-2. So the Grizzlies will return home on July 4th for the Independence Day 4th of July fireworks extravaganza presented by Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30, two great sponsors for what's supposed to be a sold-out crowd at Chukchansi Park. We can't wait to see you while the Grizzlies will return home. They had 12 games at home for a 12-game homestand, then on the road for 12 games, where the Grizzlies have been very successful so far, and then back home for that July 4th game. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also give us a call at 559-320-4487. As Perez looks to bunt there, it is low, and the count at 2-0 to him. You can also come down to our Chukchansi Park box office to purchase your tickets. A lot of our higher-end tickets are already off the table. There are not a lot of tickets remaining, so grab your tickets now. Should be a great night of fun, as that's a chopper, and it goes foul. The count at 2-1. Of course, the best fireworks in the Central Valley. The Grizzlies will wear unique Grizzlies 4th of July caps as Fresno playing good baseball right now. So come enjoy a great night at the ballpark. Watch a very good team. Enjoy some food, a hot dog, a nice beverage. Should be a great night on July 4th. Here comes the 2-1, and that is a line drive base hit to right center. Snyder has some speed. He will head to third, and he will stop right there. Andy Perez is now 1-for-3 with a single. As he ropes one to right center field, Snyder heads over to third. So now runners at the corners here with two outs, and here's Ryan Ritter, 2-for-2, a home run in the first, a single in the third. And he will look for some more RBIs and possibly tying this game up. 4-3 Ports here in the top of the fifth inning. All California League games going on right now. And the Grizzlies trying to take their first lead since the first inning, when Ritter gave them the lead with that solo homer. Here comes the first pitch. And Ritter sees a breaking ball inside, called a strike, the count at 0-1. The Grizzlies back home for six games on July 4th. They'll also have a healthcare and first responders night on Friday, July 7th. As time called by Ritter, the count at 0-1. That will be presented by Central California Faculty Medical Group. There will be Friday night fireworks and a community outreach night presented by Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. So make sure you come check out that game as well. Grab your tickets now, FresnoGrizzlies.com. Here comes the 0-1 to Ritter. And it is low, and it gets away from the catcher in Yule, who bounces up quickly, gets a hold of that ball, but no advancement by either runner. The count now at 1-1. Ryan Ritter all over the California League hitting leaderboard. Here comes the 1-1, and that is a ground ball, and it goes foul down the third baseline. The count now at 1-2. As Perez will head back to first base. He was already at second, ready to go. So 1-2, 2 outs. Runners at the corners here in the top of the fifth inning. 4-3, the Ports lead the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies trying to regain control here in this contest. Here comes the 1-2, and Ritter fly ball to right field and will go foul. We'll do it again with the same count at 1-2. But as we said, the Grizzlies will have a lot of fun returning home. Again, we'll finish up this road trip on Monday. Thursday night baseball tonight, game two of this six-game series. As here comes the 1-2, and it is high for a ball, and the count at 2-2. Tour, 92 miles per hour from the right-hander. Ryan Ritter, with runners at the corners, trying to give the Grizzlies the lead. They trail 4-3. Glad you could tune in this evening. And a check now back on Perez. He's in there safely. The count remains at 2-2. Perez does have good speed at his 9th stolen base last night. Jake Snyder, great speed his third as well. Snyder and Perez, the two runners on, the two most stolen bases on the Grizzlies roster. Here comes the 2-2 to Ritter. Long pause, and that's a pitch clock violation. I looked up, and the clock was at zero, and there was initially no time called. And finally, home plate umpire Andrew Schrock noticing it. The count now full. 3-2. And Perez will take off on the pitch. He'll have to be careful right here. Nice crowd here on a Thursday night as well here in Stockton. They're trying to make some noise as Perez will take off on the pitch. Here comes the 3-2 to Ryan Ritter. And that is outside, ball four. Good spot, but Ritter will draw the walk. He has now reached base 3 times. Up to second goes Andy Perez. That is the first walk tonight by Stockton pitching. So now the bases are loaded with 2 outs for Bryant Betancourt, who's 0-2. And we'll have a mound visit here by Stockton. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts have new amenities at a great low price, and they're waiting for you, the weary traveler. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts again on their website to learn how to book your next stay. A proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fifth. As mound visit is over now, and here comes Bryant Betancourt. Righty-lefty matchup here. As the Grizzlies trying to get their first lead since the first inning. They trail 4-3. Bryant Betancourt's been hitting the ball well. Reached base 4 times last night. Here comes the first pitch, and Betancourt swing and a miss. The count at 0-1. Good pitch down in the zone. Betancourt, a big hack, comes up empty. Betancourt on a 2-game hit streak, hitting 500 in those 2 games. Here comes the 0-1 to Betancourt, and that is low in the count at 1-1. Betancourt, a flyout and then a ground out in his 2 at-bats. Batting 228 with 1 homer this year. Had a big double last night. 1-1. Ducks on the pond here for the Grizzlies. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball two. The count now at 2-1 to Bryant Betancourt. The Grizzlies try and take the lead here. Betancourt this year, he has 5 multi-RBI games. Here's the 2-2, and that is a ground ball base hit to right center. That will give the Grizzlies a lead as 2 runs will come in. Bryant Betancourt, a 2-RBI single. The Grizzlies lead 5-4. Right on cue, Betancourt's 6th multi-RBI game of the season. He is now 1-for-3 tonight, and the Grizzlies have the lead. For the second straight night, Betancourt, a big go-ahead hit. That will score Perez from second. Up to third goes Ryan Ritter. Snyder scores as well, so Snyder, Perez both scoring. Now runners at first and third with 2 outs, and here's Skylar Messenger. 3rd hit of the inning, 2 runs as well. The Grizzlies have a 5-4 lead here in the 5th. Looking to add on more as the first pitch is swung on a miss by Messenger. The count at 0-1. Messenger is 0-for-2 tonight, but Messenger has had a great month of June, so expect him to do something big here. Messenger batting .264 with 5 homers as that pitch is a called strike. The count at 0-2. Messenger spent his first couple of seasons in college at the University of Kansas and then went to Texas afterwards. A 19th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022. Here's the 0-2, and that is outside. And now they have Ritter caught in a rundown between third and home. Not what the Grizzlies needed. And that is going to be out at third base. Ritter is thrown out, tagged out at third, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies had put on the runner at Betancourt at first, and I was thinking that they were going to try to get him into a rundown, and Ritter took off prematurely, and he is thrown out back at third base to end the inning. But not before Bryant Betancourt, a 2-RBI single, gives the Grizzlies a 5-4 lead. We head to the bottom of the 5th. Your list of Grizzlies baseball and stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chancy Park, presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We are in the bottom of the 5th inning. The Grizzlies have a 5-4 lead over the Stockton Ports. As the last half inning, the last play of the inning, Skylar Messenger was at the dish. The pitch was outside. Bryant Betancourt, the runner at first, took off for second. And the way he was running, it looked like the Grizzlies were trying to get into a rundown. Betancourt was pretty much at second base when the ball then, by the catcher Cooper Ewell, before he threw that ball to second, the runner at third and Ritter started taking off as that is swung on and missed. Bolte down on strikes. That is now 6 strikeouts for Pacheco, first out of the inning, and here comes the first baseman in Tommy Stevenson, 0-for-2. But so Ritter had taken off prematurely from third base, and so Cooper Ewell threw the ball down to the third baseman in Salome. Salome then ran Ritter back to the plate. The ball was thrown back to Cooper Yuhl, so it goes 2-5-2 at this point. Then Yuhl ran the ball all the way back to third, where then he threw the ball to the shortstop, B.J. Cook, who applied the tag, and Ritter was out at third. Now, the call was made by the home plate umpire on that down the line, and I don't know from my point of view if he was safe or not, but Ritter was called out to end the inning, as that's a high fly ball out to left center field. Andrews Jr. is there, and he will make the catch for the second out. So two outs now, and here comes T.J. Schofield-Sam. So the Grizzlies could have added more runs in that inning. Instead, the third out was made at third by Ryan Ritter. Either way, the Grizzlies have a 5-4 lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning against the Stockton Ports, and Albert Pacheco still on the bump. Here comes the pitch, and that's a called strike. The count at 0-1 to Schofield-Sam, who's 0-1, was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat. As that's a ground ball, broken bat to the second baseman, Baylor. Tough play, they throw to first in time. And Pacheco has a 1-2-3 bottom of the fifth. We head to the sixth. The Grizzlies lead 5-4. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We're in the top of the sixth inning, 5-4. The Grizzlies lead the Ports as Skylar Messenger will lead things off against Junior Tor. Here comes the first pitch to Messenger, and it is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Messenger 0-2 in this contest, a strikeout and a lineout. Here comes the 0-1 to Skylar Messenger from Tour, and it is low. The count at 1-1. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. Here comes the 2-1 Messenger, and it is in there for a strike. The count at 2-2. And here in the top of the sixth inning, we'd like to thank Terchancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 2-2 to Messenger, outside ball three. Messenger doesn't chase after that pitch from Tour. Here in the top of the sixth, we are almost in July. Unbelievable. Here comes the 3-2, and that is fouled off by Messenger. The Grizzlies a 5-4 lead. They've had two leads tonight, 1-0 in the first, and then 5-4 now after a 2-RBI single from Bryant Betancourt in the fifth inning. Here comes the 3-2 to Messenger. And it is outside, ball four, a leadoff walk to Skylar Messenger. That is the second walk issued by Tour. Runner at first, nobody down. Here comes Jesus Bouguerin one for two with a single back in the fourth inning. So Messenger in the month of June, that is his 15th walk in the month of June. Here comes the pitch to Bougarin outside, the count at 1-0. And that's over 21 games, by the way, for Messenger. Has done a great job finding his pitch and driving it. And here's a guy who's been driving the ball well lately, Jesus Bougarin. Here comes the 1-0, and Bougarin, fly ball, left center field. Did he do it again? It is gone! For the third straight game, Jesus Bougarin has left the yard, a two-run shot. His seventh homer of the year, and the Grizzlies extend their lead to 7-4. Bougarin, that is the longest home run streak by the Grizzlies this season. It is the second longest in Rockies affiliation behind Colin Simpson. And just like that, the Grizzlies extend their lead. A two-run homer for Bougarin. His last three homers, all two-run shots. And here comes Jamari Baylor. That ball deposited beyond the bullpens out in left center. As Bougarin watches Baylor take a big cut, he comes up empty. The count at 0-1. So just like that, three homers for Fresno tonight. Here's the 0-1, and that will skip and bounce to the plate. The count at 1-1. So first hit of the inning, two runs score. The Grizzlies now have nine hits, and they have scored four runs off of Tour. So now it's 7-4 Grizzlies. Here comes the 1-1 to Baylor. And Baylor outside. The count now at two balls and a strike. Baylor's 0-2. A flyout and a double play. As Bougarin has done again. Seven homers now for him. Here comes the 2-1 to Baylor. Outside and low. Three balls and a strike. Jamari Baylor at the dish. Here comes the 3-1, and that is fouled off, and the count now full 3-2. There was a great story done on Jamari Baylor recently by one of our media members about Baylor joining the Grizzlies and having a great start to his Fresno career, including California League Player of the Week. Here comes the 3-2, chopper to the third baseman, it goes foul. The count now at 3-2. And Baylor just said he's happy to be with the Grizzlies, and we have enjoyed having him so far. A 948 OPS. He's got three homers, a 310 average. As that is again chopped foul. And the count now at 3-2 to Baylor still. So three balls, two strikes. Here in the top of the sixth inning, 7-4 Fresno leads Stockton. Here comes the 3-2, and Baylor spits on in the dirt, and that is another walk. So the first three batters have reached. Third walk now by Tor. Runner at first, nobody down, and here's E.J. Andrews Jr. 1-for-2, a single stolen base and run for Andrews Jr. The Grizzlies three homers tonight, as the offense have really taken advantage of these short porches here in Stockton. It is tied for the most homers by the team this season in a single game. Fifth time they've done that. As the pitch is low, the count at 1-0 to E.J. Andrews Jr. The ninth former Fresno State Bulldog to don a Grizzlies uniform. As that pitch is outside, the count at 2-0. Andrews Jr. in his second season with Fresno has become a great leader for Steve Solis's squad. As here comes the 2-0, and that is fouled off. The count at 2-1. Steve Solis, the manager, is the first base coach for Fresno. Over at third is the Grizzlies bench coach and Cesar Galvez. Two balls, one strike to Andrews Jr. Here's the pitch, and it is right down the middle. And Andrews Jr. not happy with himself. I think that's the pitch he wanted. The count now at 2-2. By the way, on that Bougarin home run, extended his hit streak to six games. Daniel Amaral earlier, too, six games. That pitch is fouled off by Andrews Jr. The count remains at 2-2. So Amaral extended his hit streak thanks to the homer to six games. Jesus Bougarin extends his hit streak to six games thanks to that home run. The other two batters on hit streaks, Cody Huff on 5 games, and Jamari Baylor, who doesn't have a hit yet, he's at 5 games. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch to Andrews Jr., and it is outside, ball 3. Another close pitch, but home plate umpire Andrew Schrock has not called that all night. So the count now full as Baylor leads from first. No outs here in the 6th inning. The Grizzlies lead 7-4. Here's the pitch, and that is inside, ball 4. Andrews Jr. draws the 3rd walk of the inning. Baylor will head to 2nd after he looked to steal that base. 4 walks now for Tour. 1st and 2nd, nobody down, and here comes Jake Snyder. As Gregorio Petit, the Stockton Ports manager, coming out, and it looks like he will take the ball from his right-hander. There is action in that Ports pen. They have a right-hander getting loose, and I think that might be it right there. Tour will talk to his manager, and they just took the ball from the tall right-hander. We'll have a pitching change here in the 6th. The Grizzlies lead 7-4. We'll be back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Stockton, California, here at Banner Island Ballpark. We are still in the top of the 6th inning. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 7-4. The Grizzlies have scored 2 runs already this inning. Their first 4 batters have reached: a walk to Skylar Messenger, a 2-run homer by Jesus Bugarin, and then back-to-back walks to Jamari Baylor and E.J. Andrews Jr. So nobody down. Runners at 1st and 2nd for the DH, Jake Snyder, against the new Ports pitcher, right-hander Franielson Rodriguez. First time we've seen him this year. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and Snyder looks to lay down a bunt. He does so right in front of the pitcher's mound. They throw it at first, and it's in time. Snyder almost beat it out, but he does advance the runners with the sack bunt. Baylor to 3rd. Andrews Jr. to 2nd. It goes 1-2-3 on the sack bunt. So 1 out, runners at 2nd and 3rd, and here comes Daniel Amaral, 1-for-3, a 2-run homer back in the 3rd inning. So now an opportunity for Amaral to extend this lead as the infield is now in for Stockton against Franielson Rodriguez as he will step off. Rodriguez is 6'1", 160 pounds. He's from Caracas, Venezuela, and we'll have a mound visit right here. Born on May 20th, 2002, that would make him 21 years old. Signed as an international free agent in 2019 by the Athletics. And most recently pitched with the ACL Athletics. And Franielson Rodriguez, Franielson. Franielson Rodriguez. Rodriguez is appearing in his 3rd game all out of the bullpen. No record, a 9 ERA for the right-hander. With 1 out here. Here comes the pitch, and that is a breaking ball inside. The count at 1-0. To Daniel Amaral, who's 1-for-3. Runners at second and third with one out here in the top of the sixth. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander and is way high. And Ewell, great catch. And then the runner at third and Baylor was way far down the line. And Ewell looked to make a throw over there. And I wonder if he threw it. I wonder if Baylor would have been out. That's how far down the line that Baylor was. But now the count at 2-0 to Amaral. And we've seen the power already tonight. So Grizzlies have already hit three homers this evening. Here comes the 2-0. And that is a chopper foul on the count at 2-1. The Grizzlies second in the California League with 54 homers. That is four shy of the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. We will check on the Quakes score a little bit later. The other three games going on in the California League. We'll check on all three scores a little bit later in the contest. As here comes the 2-1 to Amaral. And that's a ground ball, hard hit to the shortstop, Cook. The throw to the plate is offline, and Baylor will score. That's an error as it gets away from Cooper Ewell. That will score a run. It's now 8-4 Grizzlies. Baylor scores. Up to third goes Andrews Jr. Amaral will reach on the fielder's choice E6. First error of the inning. And now here comes Andy Perez. Runners at the corners with one out. As the Grizzlies now lead 8-4. That is the third run this inning. That is also tagged to the line of Tour. So Tour allows five runs. His line is still not done yet. He's still responsible for Andrews Jr. at third. But now one out. Runners in the corners for Perez, who's 1-for-3, a single and a run. Here comes the pitch, and Perez fouls it off. It looked like a hit and run. Amaral was going on the play, and Perez, that ball was high and away, and he kind of just lunged at it and fouled it off. The count is at 0-1. By the way, right now they're listing Jake Snyder, his sack bunt, as a ground out. That is not correct. It is a sack bunt if you're following online. It is a fielder's choice error on the shortstop BJ Cook officially. So first error for Stockton tonight. As here comes the 0-1. Actually, they're not ruling in an error as well. All right. And a check now on Amaral. And Amaral was on his secondary lead, and he's back safely. Just the count is at 0-1 here to Andy Perez. So they didn't count that as an error. Just a fielder's choice. We'll have to ask again in between innings. The Grizzlies, though, looking for double-digit hits for the second straight game. They had 18 last night. They lead 8-4 here in the top of the sixth. One out, runners at the corners. Here's the pitch to Perez. Outside, Amaral going to second. The throw, they get Amaral by a mile, but it will score Andrews Jr. A similar play from what it was last inning. Amaral is caught stealing. Goes 2-6 on the caught stealing, but Andrews Jr. scoring on the play. I wonder if they'll count that as a stolen base. But it scores a run. So four runs now this inning for Fresno, and they only have one hit this inning. So now two outs. Here's the pitch, and Perez looking to bunt. It goes foul. The count now at 1-2. So no one on and two outs now. As Fresno leads 9-4 now. And for the Grizzlies tonight, 8 of their 9 batters have scored a run. The only one who hasn't is Perez. Fly ball to center field, and it is caught right around the shoelaces by Bolte to end the inning. The only base runner who has not scored, Bryant Betancourt. We will head to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 9-4. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning, 9-4. Fresno leads Stockton. Left-hander Albert Pacheco still on the bump as the Ports trail by 5. As Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the bottom of the sixth inning, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. First pitch to Jose Escorche, who's 0-2 as a ball. The count at 1-0. Here comes the next pitch from Pacheco. It's outside. The count now at 2-0. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, as the Grizzlies lead 9-4. That is a called strike, and the count now at 2-1. The Grizzlies now a 5-run lead. They were trailing 4-1 after one inning of play. Now have roared back and lead 9-4, looking for their 7th straight win, all on the road. It would be their longest win streak this season. The Grizzlies have won 17 of their last 21. Here comes the 2-2 to Escorche. And that is fouled off, and the count remains at 2-2. Here comes the next pitch, and that is up the middle, base hit, right past the Pacheco at the pitcher's mound, and a single for Escorche. He is now 1-3. And that is the first hit for Stockton since the second inning. 5 hits now allowed by Pacheco. And here comes Derek Salome, who is 0-1, a sac fly in the first inning. Here in the bottom of the sixth. As the Grizzlies still within innings 7 through 9, their big innings this year. Here comes the pitch, and that is outside. And the count now at 1-0 to Salome. Runner first, no one down here. Action in the Fresno pen. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 1-1. For the 20-year-old in Albert Pacheco. 1-1. Here comes the pitch from the lefty, and it's inside and low, and the count at 2-1. Pacheco signed at 16 years old in 2019 out of the Dominican Republic. He is from Santo Domingo. Other notable 2019 international free agent signings included former Fresno Grizzly infielder Adiel Amador, as that is caught by Baylor at second. The throw to first, not in time. A line out to Baylor. And he threw it over to Messenger, trying to get Escorche at first. Escorche back safely, so it is the first out. And here comes B.J. Cook, an RBI single in the first, 1-2 tonight. Runner at first with one out. So, former, as here comes manager Steve Solis. That actually might be it for Pacheco. I wonder if he reached a certain pitch limit for him tonight. 94, that will do it for Pacheco. What an outing for him. We will go to commercial. We'll come and back and talk about Pacheco, the free agent signings in that year, and we'll talk about his outing so far. We'll be back right after this, a pitching change here at Banner Island Ballpark.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road tripper, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We are still in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 9-4 as Brady Hill will take over for Albert Pacheco, the left-hander. We'll talk about his evening in just a second. It's yours, BJ Cook, with one out, a runner at first. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off to the backstop. The count at 0-1. Pacheco was part of that 2019 international signing class, which included Rockies top prospect Adiel Amador, who's ranked third overall, and former Grizzlies right-hander Victor Juarez. Here comes the 0-1, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-2. So Pacheco, his line is not done yet, but the left-hander, after giving up four runs in the first inning, really settled down over his next four innings of work. Here comes the 0-2, and that is swung on and missed. A beautiful slider from Cook for the second out. First strikeout for Hill. So now two outs, runner at first, and here's Cooper Ewell, who's 0-2. But so Pacheco allowed four runs in that first inning, and then after that, 5 1/3 of great work for the left-hander. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. The count at 1-0 to Cooper Ewell. But Pacheco finishes his evening with six strikeouts, allowed just five hits, with three of them in that first inning. Here comes the 1-0 from Brady Hill, and it's swung on and missed. The count at 1-1 now to Cooper Ewell. Two outs with a runner at first here in the bottom of the sixth. 9-4 Fresno leads Stockton. We'll give you scores around the California League here in a bit. And here comes the 1-1, and that is fouled off. And the count at 1-2, and the fans behind the plate getting a little bit of a scare on that foul ball that was right into the netting. As Hill looking for back-to-back punch-outs out of the pen. The right-hander number 9, Brady Hill, a San Jose State product. 6 feet, 180 pounds, 22 years old from Spokane, Washington. One ball, two strikes. Hill will come set. Here comes the pitch. And a fly ball out to right center field, and it will get down. This will go all the way to the wall. Bouguereau will throw the ball in. Here comes the play at the plate, the throw from Baylor. And what a throw and stop by Bettencourt. And now they have the runner caught in a rundown. Here's the throw from Perez to the plate. Hill applies the tag. He is out. What a job by the Grizzlies to end the inning. And just like that, Fresno is out of the frame without any run scoring. The throw from Bouguereau into the second baseman, Baylor. Baylor's throw is up the line. Bettencourt coming in, making the sliding play, stopped it. The runner who was going on the play, Escorche, was around third base. And he realized that Bettencourt had stopped the ball. He was stuck in a rundown. Bencourt to Perez, who ran the ball all the way down to Brady Hill, who applied the tag, and that ends the inning. We head to the seventh. The Grizzlies lead 9-4. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies lead the Ports 9-4. Ryan Ritter to the plate, and the first pitch is swung on and missed from the righty and Franielson Rodriguez. Ritter is 2-for-2. He's reached base three times, a solo shot in the first, a single in the third, and a walk in the fifth. As the 0-1 is outside, the count now at 1-1. And if we go back to that recent play in the bottom of the sixth inning, so it is a double for Cooper Ewell, his first of the year. As here comes the 1-1 to Ryan Ritter. And Ritter, fly ball to left field, no doubt. A solo homer, his second of the game, and the Grizzlies extend their lead to 10-4. Ryan Ritter, a two-homer night, his 16th now of the year, and just like that, he's reached base four times. That ball was absolutely demolished. 447 feet, 106 miles per hour off the bat, and Ritter has gone deep again. He will not be here much longer, let me tell you that, Grallifornia. Get used to Ryan Ritter, because he won't be here much longer. So here comes Bryant Bencourt, 1-for-3, a 2-RBI single back in the fifth inning, as he will take a ball in the count at 1-0. So Ritter, the home run, 10th hit now for Fresno, 10 runs as well. And now Bencourt, who's 1-for-3, here's the next pitch, swung on and missed, the count at 1-1. That ball was absolutely demolished. 447 feet. Here comes the 1-1, and that is inside. The count at 2-1. It was also 106 miles per hour off the bat for Ryan Ritter. The count now 2-1 to Bryant Bencourt. Here comes the 2-1 from the right-hander, and Bencourt fouls it off. The count now at 2-2. And for the Grizzlies this year, with that two homers, that is tied for the most homers by a batter in a single game this year. Ryan Ritter did that on May 20th at Modesto. And Ryan Ritter now is a home run shy of a Grizzlies individual game record. Here comes the 2-2. And that is a fly ball out to left field. This should be playable, and coming in hard is the left fielder, Schofield Sam. He will make the play for the first out. So Bencourt retired, and here comes Skylar Messenger, 0-for-2 with a walk and a run. Here in the seventh inning, 10-4. Grizzlies lead the Ports. Ryan Ritter, 16 home runs now. Unbelievable. Still in awe of that home run. Here comes the pitch to Skyler Messenger. And that is inside. The count at 1-0. The Grizzlies now have 4 homers tonight. They're most by the offense this season in a single game. Here comes the 1-0. And that is a called strike. And the count now at 1-1. Here in the 7th. Stay tuned for scores around the California League. Here comes the 1-1, and that is a called strike. Good breaking ball in there to Messenger. But the Grizzlies tonight, 4 homers and 2 by Ritter. Here comes the 1-2 to Messenger. And that is called strike 3. Messenger down on strikes. First strikeout for Rodriguez. 2 outs in the inning. And here comes Jesus Bouguerin, 2-for-3, a 2-run homer in the 6th. And Bouguerin looking to leave the yard as well. So here comes the pitch to Bouguerin, and it is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. As the Grizzlies trying to extend their winning streak to 7 games. Here comes the 0-1, and it's a ground ball, and it's going to be stopped by the first baseman. The underhand toss to the pitcher covering in time. What a play from Stevenson as Rodriguez was covering to end the inning. And it goes 3-1 on the putout, but the Grizzlies extend their lead to 10-4. They've scored 5 runs over their past 2 innings. A solo homer, the 2nd of the game for Ryan Ritter. The Grizzlies have 4 homers overall. Stretch time here in Stockton. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Stretch time, bottom of the 7th inning between the Grizzlies and the Ports. Fresno leads Stockton 10-4 here in Stockton, California at Banner Island Ballpark. Brady Hill will continue on the mound as Colby Thomas will stride to the plate. Albert Pacheco's final line now in the books, 5 1/3 innings of work. He allowed 5 hits, 4 runs, only 1 earned, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. He also hit a batter. Pacheco allowed all 4 runs in the first inning, which included 2 Grizzlies errors, and then through the next 3 1/3, he was pretty much unhittable. As the first pitch will hit Colby Thomas, a hit by pitch, and Thomas is on base for the 3rd time. Second hit by pitch by Fresno pitching, and here comes Jose Mujica, who is 2-for-3, an RBI single and a run back in the 1st. Against Brady Hill. By the way, that Cooper Yule play was a double for Yule. And it went 8-4-2-5-1 on the putout. So here's Mujica now. And that is a ball high. And the count at 1-0 here in the bottom of the 7th inning. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 10-4. Great night for baseball here in Stockton, California. Here comes the 1-0. Instead, it'll be a check on Colby Thomas. He's back safely. As Brady Hill takes over, wears number 9 on the back of his jersey. Brady Hill is 6 feet, 180 pounds, 22 years old from Spokane, Washington. As that's a fly ball to deep left field. That is way deep, and Andrews Jr. will not be able to get it. A 2-run homer for Jose Mujica. His 3rd hit of the game, and it's now 10-6. So Mujica leaves the yard. Thomas will score Mujica's third hit of the game. He's had a great night tonight. So first hit of the inning, two runs. And just like that, it's 10-6 here in Stockton. No outs now, and here's Henry Bolte, 0-2, a walk and a run from Brady Hill. Brady Hill this year is appearing in his 17th game all out of the pen, a 2-0 record, an 8.31 ERA. As the first pitch is swung on and missed, the count at 0-1. Brady Hill also has two holds, 0-1 in save opportunities, as that is outside. The count now at 1-1. Grizzlies still lead 10-6 in this one. Here comes the 1-1, and it's inside. And the count now at 2-0. A lot of bugs tonight here in Stockton. You can see both umpires swatting at them in front of their faces, including base umpire Jabril Jeter-Abdullah. As the 2-1 is inside, the count now at 3-1. By the way, that's the third homer for Jose Mujica of the season. Out to left field. We have seen five combined homers tonight. Here comes the 3-1. And it is a called strike, and the count full 3-2. So 3-2. Here comes the pitch from Hill. And it's fouled off by Bolte. The count remains at 3-2. Brady Hill was the Mountain West leader in saves last season with San Jose State. Here comes the 3-2, and that is in the dirt. Ball four, and that's a walk. The first three batters have reached now here in the seventh. Third walk by Fresno pitching. And here comes Tommy Stevenson, who's 0-3. Brady Hill was a two-way player, was an outfielder at Washington State before heading over to San Jose State. A lot of ties to the Rockies organization. As we said, from Spokane, Washington, where the high A affiliate of the Rockies is, the Indians. And then, of course, went to San Jose State, where they play at Excite Ballpark, which is where the Giants play. And Hill has both of his wins at Excite Ballpark. But that looks like the end of the line for Hill, as here comes manager Steve Solis. And I think that will do it for the righty. As the Grizzlies lead 10-6, we'll have a pitching change. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning still as the Grizzlies lead the Ports 10-6 as Fresno will go back to the pen. Nobody down, a runner at first. Austin Becker will take over for Brady Hill on the bump. Hill's line is not done yet as the runner at first will be responsible towards the line of Brady Hill. Austin Becker now into the game as the right-hander takes over. Let's give you scores around the California League, and let's start with the, all three games have now officially finished, but let's start with the game in San Jose where the Modesto Nuts beat the San Jose Giants 5-3. Modesto trailed 2-0, but they scored three runs. Actually, they were trailing 2-1. They scored three runs in the seventh inning to take a 4-2 lead. Each team added a run in the ninth inning. The winning pitcher, Tyler Cleveland, he's now 5-5. The loss to Esmerlin Vinicio is 2-6. And the save to Troy Taylor, his first. Here comes the first pitch from Becker. Instead, it'll be a check on the runner in Bolte. He's back safely. Tommy Stevenson is at the dish. Modesto had 11 hits tonight as they improved to 36-35. Modesto now has won the last two games in the series against San Jose, who's now dropped to 1-4 here in the second half. San Jose still clinched the first half, as that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. San Jose now at 41-30. Three hits, including a double for Gabriel Gonzalez. He had two RBI and a run. Justin Levy had a triple among his two hits and two RBI. As that pitch will hit Tommy Stevenson. And I don't know. Actually, I think they said he fouled it off. I'm a little bit confused at what just happened, as both managers trying to get an explanation from the home plate umpire and Andrew Schrock. It looked like it hit Tommy Stevenson, but Stevenson, they said he might have checked swing and swung at it. If it is, it's a foul ball. Bolte will head to second initially as they now check on Stevenson. Hopefully he didn't break a wrist or something in that pitch inside. And they're checking right now as Stevenson will head to first base. So it is a hit by pitch. And the first four runners here in the seventh inning have reached base. The first four runners have reached here in the seventh. Two hit by pitches. So now first and second, nobody down, and here's TJ Schofield Sam 0 for 2 with a hit by pitch. Three hit by pitches by Fresno tonight. As they check on Tommy Stevenson still. So Modesto wins 5-3. They have won two in a row in San Jose. Let's head over to Lake Elsinore, where the Inland Empire 66ers beat the Storm 6-2. They scored four runs in the second, added two more in the ninth. Lake Elsinore only a run in the sixth. The winning pitcher was Marcheco. He's 7-3. He dominated the Grizzlies, a complete game earlier this year for him against Fresno. The loss to Baez, he's 3-2. That's a called strike to Schofield Sam, the count at 0-1. The save to Horvath, his first. Lake Elsinore had four errors. Inland Empire did not have an extra base hit among their seven hits, but they improved to 36-33. Here's the 0-1. It's inside from Becker. The count at 1-1, which means now that Inland Empire, with the win tonight in the second half, they are now 3-3. Lake Elsinore now at 2-4. Here comes the 1-1 from Becker to Schofield Sam. And it is down. It bounces past Bettencourt, and Bettencourt doesn't see it. Bettencourt now races after it as both runners advance an extra base. I believe that's a wild pitch as it bounced over Bettencourt. So now second and third with no one down. And the count is 2-1 to Schofield Sam. No out still here in the seventh. Some nervous side right now on the Grizzlies side. On the other side, a home run for Ethan Salas, his second of the year. First time since he homered in Chauncey Park. That was the sixth inning off of Marcheco, their only run off of the right-hander. Here comes the 2-1. Swung on and missed. Good fastball. Schofield Sam chasing at 93. The count now at 2-2. Finally, Visalia beats Rancho Cucamonga. The Quakes lose their first game in the second half. 6-4. Visalia, all six runs in their first four innings. Here comes the 2-2 to Schofield Sam. And it is high. And the count now full 3-2. Cabral had three hits. Guzman had two hits, including a homer, his sixth of the year. Two hits for Rojas and two RBI for Christian Cerda. On the other side, a lot of doubles for Rancho Cucamonga. Bomb the lineup had five hits as that pitch is fouled off by Schofield Sam. We'll do it again at 3-2. So Visalia wins 6-4, and those are scores around the California League. The winner, by the way, was Wendell. The loss to Jeffrey. The save to Murillo. And our score here, 10-6 here in the bottom of the seventh. Runners at second and third, no outs as the Ports have already scored two runs here in this inning. Here's the pitch. And that is right down the middle, called strike three. A big first out as Becker gets Schofield Sam looking. First out of the inning, here comes Jose Escorche. Two-run homer by Jose Mujica, the reason there's been two runs this inning. Now runners at second and third, there's been a hit by pitch, a home run, a walk, and a hit by pitch. As Mark Brewer will come talk to his right-hander, Austin Becker. Becker is 6'5", 215 pounds. The right-hander is 23 years old from Sunbury, Ohio. Born on September 2nd, 1999. A 16th round draft pick in 2022 out of Texas Tech. A former Vanderbilt product as well. Austin Becker this year has had a great season out of the bullpen. Becker is 10th game, a 1-1 record, but no ERA. His only loss was an extra inning loss in San Jose. He allowed the automatic runner to score, which is an unearned run. Other than that, Becker has been pretty much flawless this season, as he will try to keep that ERA spotless here in the seventh inning. Bottom of the seventh, the Grizzlies lead the Ports 10-6. Fresno trailed 4-1 after one inning of play. They have now scored 7 runs over their past 3 innings. I'm glad you could tune in this evening for Thursday night baseball game 2 of 6 between two California League Northern Division foes. Here's the first pitch outside to Escorche. The count at 1-0. Escorche 1-for-3. As the Grizzlies trying to continue their winning ways. They've won 6 in a row. Tough Ports offense, though, as that's a line drive to right center field. That will get down. This should score, too, as Bougarin will bring it in. Here comes the second run. It is to the plate, not in time. The throw to second is high. The tag, and he is safe. Escorche, a 2-RBI single. He advances to second on the throw. And just like that, it's 10-8 as Becker allows his first run of the season, first earned run. Bolte scores from third. Stevenson scores from second. As Escorche now into second with one out. So 4 runs this inning. Second 4-run inning for the Ports on their second hit. So the hit allowed to Becker. That's now 8 hits for the Ports, as the first pitch is a called strike to Derek Salome. But the run, 1 run goes to Hill, ending his line, and 1 run goes to Becker. So Hill's line is done. He allows 3 runs in 2/3 of an inning. Here comes the 0-1 to Salome from Austin Becker. And a breaking ball low, the count at 1-1. So Becker now has allowed 1 run on 1 hit and 1 hit by pitch. 1 out here in the inning. Runner at second is Escorche. A single to center, advances second on the throw. Bolte and Stevenson score, so it's 10-8 now here in the seventh. As the Ports offense, this team does not go away easily, as that pitch is outside. The count at 2-1. A very good Ports team. They are very gritty, like their manager. And Gregorio Petit, the former Major League infielder, played against the Grizzlies in the PCL multiple years. As here comes the 2-1, and that is a fly ball foul. And the count now at 2-2. Gregorio Petit, 197 big league appearances. Played in the Pacific Coast League for 3 different years for 4 different squads, or 3 different segments, I should say. 2 balls, 2 strikes, by the way, to Salome. As here comes the pitch from Becker, and it is a ground ball to the third baseman, Perez. Perez, the throw to first in time. Over to third goes Escorche. 2 outs now, goes 5-3 as Perez makes the play. And here comes B.J. Cook, who's 1-for-3. As we have tonight's attendance, 1,696. 1,696 tonight's attendance. Thank you to the Director of Baseball Communications, Chris Savaglia, for that number. So 2 outs now, and here's B.J. Cook. Here's the pitch from Becker, and the dirt. Good stop from Bencourt. The count at 1-0. Becker going to the breaking ball. This offense for the Ports not shying away from a big deficit. Another 4-run frame for them. Here comes the 2-0, and it is low, and it's now 3-0. Actually, it's 1-0. Now it's 2-0, excuse me. The Grizzlies winning last night 12-9 in 11 innings. As this game now just over the 2-hour mark. Here comes the pitch, and it's in the dirt. Great stop from Bencourt. The count now at 3-0, and Becker not even close with these pitches. It's the crowd now getting a little bit loud here. Fresno, right now, a 2-run affair in their favor. 36 of the Grizzlies' 70 games have been 1 or 2-run affairs. Here comes the 3-0 from Becker. And it's outside, ball 4, a walk to B.J. Cook. First walk by the right-hander Becker. Fourth overall for Fresno pitching. First and third, two outs. And here's Cooper Yule, a double back in the sixth. He's one for three. This has been a long inning. Ninth batter again for Stockton. They've done that in the first and now the seventh. 10-8 as the go-ahead run comes to the plate in Yule. The catcher, a very good power. He only's got one homer, but we've seen the power all year long as he fouls off the first pitch. The count at 0-1. And as we said, the Grizzlies, 36 of their 70 games have ended in one- or two-run affairs. Fresno is 22-14 in those 36 total games. Here comes the 0-1, and instead it'll be a check, and back safely is B.J. Cook. Count is at 0-1. The Grizzlies scoring one run in the seventh. They have now continued scoring in innings 7-9, and they'll need some more here. Here comes the 0-1, and that is high. The count at 1-1. The Grizzlies have scored 141 of their 401 runs in innings 7-9. Their seventh inning most productive with 59 runs scoring. Here comes the 1-1. And a breaking ball lifted foul. And the count will go 1-2. Good breaking ball from Becker down in the zone at 78 miles per hour. And now he looks for the punch out of Cooper Yule, who is very good with a fastball. Let's see if Becker can elevate one here. As the Grizzlies lead 10-8. A close game here again at Banner Island Ballpark. Hope and glad you're tuning in. You're in the bottom of the seventh. Runners at the corners with two outs. Here comes the 1-2 from Becker. And a breaking ball lifted to left field. Going deep, Andrews Jr. is at the wall, and he will make the catch. Yule just missed a three-run homer. We head to the eighth inning. The Grizzlies lead by two. Come on back. We got a barn burner. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. We're in the top of the eighth inning. The Grizzlies lead the Ports 10-8 as Jamari Baylor will strike to the plate against the new Ports pitcher, right-hander Carlos Guarte, who wears number 20 on the back of his jersey. Light blue glove and all as Guarte takes over for Franielson Rodriguez. The first pitch to Baylor is outside. The count at 1-0. So great outing for Franielson Rodriguez, who worked two innings as the first pitch or the second pitch is fouled off. The count now at 1-1 to Baylor. Rodriguez just allowed that solo homer to Ryan Ritter over two innings of work. And now the third pitcher out of the Ports pen and time called. I think a ball or something got away in the right field corner. So Rodriguez works two innings, and now to Guarte. Carlos Guarte taking over on the bump. Guarte this season, this is his 21st game all out of the pen. Here comes the 1-1, and that is in there for a strike, and the count at 1-2. Guarte is 3-4, a 6.32 ERA. We've seen him at his best, and we've seen him at his worst here against the Grizzlies. As that ball, high to left center field, way back there, and Fresno has their fifth homer of the game, Jamari Baylor's fourth homer of the year. And it's now 11-8 Grizzlies. A home run fest this evening, and Baylor has extended his hit streak to six games. A solo homer for Baylor. He has now reached base twice. And just like that, the Grizzlies have extended their lead here in the eighth. So Fresno, their fifth homer. Four different players have hit a homer. Ryan Ritter has two, as the first pitch to Andrews Jr. is a ball. The count at 1-0. Two by Ritter. Baylor, Bugarin, and Amaral all going deep. And the final three, those three I named, all three of those extended their hit streak to six games. Here's the 2-0, and Andrews Jr. swing and a miss. The count at 2-1. Andrews Jr. has scored twice, a single, a walk, a stolen base as well. Here comes the 2-1, and that is inside. And the count now at 3-1. So Baylor the homer. The Grizzlies have only left two runners on tonight. They lead 11-8. Here's the pitch, and it is in there for a strike. And the count now full 3-2. So Baylor going deep to lead off the inning. Back-to-back innings, the Grizzlies have had their leadoff man go deep as the 3-2 is inside, almost hits Andrews Jr. Ball four. Third time he's reached base. Fifth walk now for Stockton. As here comes Jake Snyder. Snyder is 1-for-2, a single and a run back in the fifth. He also has a sack bunt as well. Andrews Jr. at first base, nobody down. You're in the top of the eighth inning. Glad you could join us. So now Jake Snyder. Here's the pitch, and that is a called strike. The count at 0-1 to Jake Snyder. 25 years old. Went to the University of Louisville where his dad was a coach there. Here comes the 0-1 to Snyder. And that is low in the dirt. The count at 1-1. Snyder and Daniel Amaral, who is on deck, both were a part of the Pittsburgh Pirates organizations, then both played in independent baseball before signing with the Rockies at different times, of course. But now both teams playing here in single-A Fresno. Here comes the 1-1, and Snyder, big cut, and he comes up empty. The count now at 1-2. As the Grizzlies trying to extend their lead, they are leading 11-8 here in the top of the eighth inning. One ball, two strikes to Jake Snyder. Here comes the pitch, and that is fouled off. We'll do it again at one ball and two strikes. I'd like to give a shout-out to the world's best girlfriend, Molly, and Pauly listening back in Fresno, California. Thanks for tuning in this evening. I'd also like to give a shout-out to my dad listening back home in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Here comes the 1-2, and Snyder, fly ball to center field. This is playable, though, for the center fielder, Bolte. He will make the catch for the first out of the inning. Snyder retired, and here comes Daniel Amaral, but a two-run homer back in the third. So, again, big shout-out to Molly and big shout-out to Pat listening in. Dad, thanks for always supporting me. Appreciate you listening tonight. As here's Daniel Amaral, and speaking of my dad, Amaral's dad actually played with my dad back in the Mariners system when they were both players. So the first pitch is inside, the count at 1-0. As here comes the 1-0 to Amaral, from the right-hander, and a check back on Andrews Jr. He's safe back in there with him standing up, the count at 1-0. Also, a shout-out to Mike McCool listening in Clovis, California. Thanks for tuning in this evening. And Ben Hensley as well in Fresno, California. Here comes the 1-0, and Amaral fouls it off. The count now at 1-1. Guarte, a good fastball. lots of movement, 90 miles per hour, the count at 1-1. Action in the Fresno pen, by the way. The Grizzlies have used two relievers so far. One ball, one strike, one out, runner at first. Here's the pitch, and it is outside. And the count at 2 balls and a strike. This has been a very good strike zone tonight by home plate umpire Andrew Schrock. This is the first time we've seen him behind the plate in a bit. It's been very consistent. Not a lot of missed calls tonight. Here comes the 2-1 to Amaral. And that is fouled off. And the count now at 2-2. Amaral, big swing on that one. It's the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. As the Grizzlies lead 11-8, Fresno has 11 hits tonight. They had a season-high 18 last night. 29 hits in this series. They've also scored 23 runs. Here's the pitch, and Amaral, ground ball. This is going to be a tough play for the third baseman. The throw in time by Salome, and Andrews Jr. up to second. So second out of the inning, it goes 5-3. Amaral retired, and here comes the third baseman and Andy Perez, 1-for-4, a single and a run back in the fifth as a quick mound visit between the catcher and Yule and the right-hander Gorarte. Gorarte is spelled G-U-A-R-A-T-E. It's spelled like karate, but it's Gorarte, so a little bit similar. So now here's Perez, runner at second with two outs. Here in the top of the eighth, 11-8, Fresno leads Stockton. Here's the pitch. It is low to Perez, the count at 1-0. Andy Perez, 19 years old, from Santa Clara, Cuba. Third straight year, the Grizzlies have had a player from Cuba play for them. Eddie Diaz in 2021. Yankiel Fernandez in 2022. As here's the 1-0, and it's inside, the count at 2-0. And now Andy Perez, and all very talented players. Eddie Diaz, stolen bases for the Grizzlies, tons of them. Of course, in the record books. Second most in a single season for a Grizzlies player. As Perez, ground ball right to the first baseman, Stevenson, who stays down on it. He will tag the bag to end the inning. We had Yankiel Fernandez. We'll talk a little bit about Fernandez when we come back. The Grizzlies, a solo homer from Jamari Baylor. It's 11-8. We had the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Bottom of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Ports 11-8 as Sergio Sanchez will take over on the bump for Austin Becker, who worked an inning, allowed one hit, one run. It was earned, one walk, one K, and one hit by pitch as well. Austin Becker's ERA at 0.82. As now Sergio Sanchez will take over as he takes on the top of the Ports lineup. The Grizzlies lead by three. And now Sergio Sanchez. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander, and it's outside, the count at 1-0. So Thomas, Mujica, and Bolte, the top four batters of this Ports lineup have scored all 8 of their runs as the pitch is outside. And just like that, Thomas ahead in the count here against Sanchez. Colby Thomas has reached base 3 times, a double, a walk, and a hit by pitch. He scored twice. Here's the pitch, and that is right down the middle. Count now at 2 balls and a strike from Sergio Sanchez. Sanchez appearing in his 18th game out of the pen. 0-1 record, a 3.29 ERA. There's a good breaking ball to count at 2-2. Sergio Sanchez this year has 2 holds, no saves yet for him, but has had a resurgent second part after he was added to the developments last time we were in Stockton. Here comes the 2-2, and that is outside. And the count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sergio Sanchez, when we were in Stockton the last time, was coming off a couple rough outings. And so Sanchez was put on the development list by the Rockies. As here comes the 3-2. And that is a high fly ball out to left center field. This is playable, though. It is Bugarin, the center fielder, and he will make the catch for the out. One out now, and here comes Jose Mujica, who's 3-for-4, a 2-run homer in the 7th, an RBI single in the 1st, so 3 RBIs, 2 runs for Mujica. But back to Sergio Sanchez. As we said, he was added to the development list, and that was on May 7th. Well, he was taken off on May 18th. Since then, he has been unbelievable as that pitch is fouled off. The count at 0-1. And his last outing, he ate up 2 2/3 innings against Modesto, striking out 5. And after he came off the development list, 8 scoreless innings, striking out 12 over 5 outings from May 24th to June 7th. As that is a called strike, the count at 1-1. Sanchez is 6 feet, 180 pounds. 22 years old from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. His count's actually 0-2, excuse me. An international free agent signed by the Rockies in 2018. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball slowly hit. Perez now will have to make a good throw, and he gets Mujica, who is retired only for the second time tonight. It goes 5-3. 2 outs now, and here's Henry Bolte, who's reached base on a pair of walks tonight. Sergio Sanchez in for his second season with Fresno. Sanchez last year was named Pitcher of the Year by the Grizzlies front office after he led the team in appearances with 46. As that pitch is inside, the count at 1-0. He also finished second on the team with 8 wins, picked up 2 saves as well. In 71 1/3 innings, he had a 4.42 ERA. That is a good breaking ball to count it 1-1. A key piece of the Grizzlies bullpen last year. Was a starter when he first came through the Rocky systems. That's a ground ball back to Perez. Similar plays to last, and he will make the play. And Sergio Sanchez, a clean 8th inning as we head to the 9th. The Grizzlies lead 11-8. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California. Top of the 9th, the Grizzlies lead the Ports 11-8. It's Chauncey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Playing earned drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chauncey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the top of the ninth, we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. As some great music being played in the background right here. As Ryan Ritter will step up to the plate. Ritter has reached base four times, including a pair of homers. Here comes the first pitch from Gorarte, and Ritter fouls it off to count it 0-1. If Ritter homers here, he will tie a Grizzlies individual game record for most homers in a game. As the first pitch, he fouls off, and I think he actually hurt himself a little bit on that foul ball. The count at 0-1, the home plate umpire and Andrew Schrock checking on Ritter. So count at 0-1. I think he fouled that ball off his foot in some way. Here comes the 0-1, and Ritter swinging a miss. The count at 0-2. Ritter's also singled and walked 16 homers this year. Here comes the 0-2. And that is low, and the count now at 1-2. As Ryan Ritter trying to leave the yard again. Last year, the Grizzlies had a lot of really good offensive players, but Ryan Ritter, 16 homers, would be tops there. As that is a line drive base hit to left center field. And for the fifth time tonight, Ryan Ritter has reached base safely. He has a four-hit game. So Ritter, the single there, and Fresno has a hit in every inning but the second tonight. That is their 12th hit overall. And here comes Bryant Betancourt, who's 1-for-4, the 2-RBI single in the fifth inning. So Ritter 4-for-4 tonight. Here's the pitch to Betancourt. He fouls it off. The count at 0-1. The four hits is the most hits for Ritter in his career. He has 18 multi-hit games. The only other player to have four or five hits in a game are Cody Huff. As that is low, the count at 1-1. Huff had a four-hit game and a five-hit game, so still not the most by a batter in a season this year. But either way, Ryan Ritter continuing to up that average, continuing to help the slugging percentage. He is now batting .291. Here's the 1-1, and that is swung on and missed. The count now at 1-2 here in the top of the ninth as the Grizzlies trying to extend their lead. They lead 11-8, and there's no action down in that Grizzlies pen, so I wonder if Sanchez will get the ninth inning for a possible save opportunity. 1-2 to Bryant Betancourt. Here comes the pitch from Gorarte, who's back out for another inning of work, and he fouls it off. We'll do it again at 1-2. Betancourt, a 2-RBI single, gave the Grizzlies the lead in the fifth. And again, for the second straight night, he has given the Grizzlies a big, big hit. As here comes the 1-2. Ritter leads from first. Here comes the pitch to Betancourt. And that is a ground ball. The backhand, and is bobbled by the second baseman. And Escorche, he gets up, and the only play is at first. Ritter will advance to second. Escorche, tough ball in the backhand. He makes the out as Betancourt's retired. It goes 4-3 as Ritter goes up to second. And here's Skylar Messenger, 0-for-3, a walk and a run. As the Grizzlies trying to extend their winning streak to a season-high 7 games. Here comes the first pitch to Messenger. And it is a breaking ball in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. And Messenger has seen a lot of quality pitches tonight from the ports. A very good hitter in Messenger. Messenger also a very good eye. That walk a little bit earlier was very well done. It was a 3-2 count, and he worked it. As that is outside, the count at 1-1, another breaking ball to Messenger. Messenger working on his swing this month, and that's why you've seen a great group of power from him. Hitting coach Trevor Burmeister and the Grizzlies have really hit a nice synchronization. As here's the pitch, and Messenger swing and a miss, and the count now at 1-2. And this Grizzlies team continuing to rise up the ranks on the offensive categories. Second place in homers as well. And this was a team at the beginning of the year that Steve Solis says they're going to hit a lot of line drives But 54 home runs already this year. They actually have 55 now with five tonight. Here comes the 1-2 to Messenger. And that is called strike three. Good fastball from Gorarte for the second out. And Messenger down on strikes for the third time tonight. First strikeout for Gorarte. Two outs, and here's Jesus Bouguereau, 2-for-4, a two-run homer in the sixth inning. That was part of a four-run frame for Fresno. They have scored in four straight innings now, and six of the eight tonight. Here comes the pitch to Bouguereau. It's outside. The count at 1-0. Bouguereau swings at a lot of pitches, but puts damage on the ball every time. Center fielder Bouguereau is from Ciudad PR, Venezuela, 21 years old, a very bright future. Here comes the 1-0, and that is fouled off at the plate, and the count now at 1-1, and Bouguereau, I think that went off his body. Bouguereau also, according to a lot of his teammates, is one of the most talkative players on this roster. Bouguereau learning his English as well, but asked a lot of questions, but very happy to be here in the United States. Bouguereau's played a lot of years down in the Dominican and coming over here to stateside. Here comes the 1-1, and Bouguereau, fly ball, left center field. It is deep, and it will be caught on the run by the center fielder, Bolte, and Bouguereau just missing his second homer of the game. The Grizzlies lead by three as we head to the bottom of the ninth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Stockton, California here at Banner Island Ballpark as the Grizzlies lead the Ports 11-8 here in the bottom of the ninth. Fresno, three outs away from a season-high seven-game win streak. They would have now won 18 out of 22 if they can hold on tonight, but a tough part of the Ports lineup coming up. 4-5-6, Stevenson, Schofield, Sam, and Escorche against the right-hander Sergio Sanchez, who is out to pick up his first save of the season. And Sanchez looking for two innings of work out of the pen. The Grizzlies allowed four runs in the first, four runs in the seventh inning. Besides that, they have been pretty clean on the defensive side. Fresno hitting as well, 12 hits, 11 runs. Here comes the first pitch to Tommy Stevenson, and it's fouled off. The count at 0-1. Stevenson is 0-for-3, a hit by pitch and two runs scored. He also reached on an error back in the first inning. Here comes the 0-1, and it's a check swing outside. The count of 1-1. Sanchez, good fastball, but he has a lot of pitches and all of his breaking balls. Lots of movement. He throws him for strikes. Here comes the 1-1, and that is swung on and missed. The count now at 1-2. Good fastball from Sanchez at 95. And you wonder, well, why is Sanchez back for another year after leading the team in appearances? Had a great year last year. Well, here comes the 1-2. Swung on and missed. A slider outside, and down goes Stevenson. First strikeout for Sanchez. That is 9 overall for Fresno pitching. And here's TJ Schofield Sam, who's 0-for-3 of the hit by pitch. Well, Sanchez, you got to remember, he's only 22 years old, and he's a converted starter to reliever. And when he came over stateside, he was still a starter at that point. Still learning how to be a reliever and trying to hone in all of his pitches. And Mark Brewer, ecstatic to have Sanchez back. A guy who can eat innings, but also can pitch in crucial spots. Here comes the 1-0. It's outside the count at 2-0, and Sanchez is a bright future. And a lot of the stuff that Mark Brewer says about Sanchez, he is very good, but got to stay mentally strong like a lot of these athletes. As here comes the 2-0, it is outside the count at 3-0. And like a lot of these athletes, when things are not going well, sometimes you will get a little bit upset with yourself, and then more errors occur or more bad pitches, so on and so forth. As here comes the 3-0, and that is a strike, and the count now at 3-1. And so Sanchez, one of those guys as well. As here comes the 3-1, and that is fouled off by Schofield Sam. The count now at 3-2 as the Grizzlies two outs away from winning tonight's contest. They lead 11-8. Last game to finish here in single A. And time called right here. As we have reached almost another long game as well. As a ball, I think, has entered the field of play from some kids out in the grassy Berman right center. And Bougarin, the center fielder, going over to give the ball back. Base umpire Jabril Jeter Abdullah noticing that. Three balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. And that is a line drive base hit to right field. This could be extra bases for Schofield. Sam's got great wheels. He will head to second. And here's the throw, and it is late. A one-out double for Schofield. Sam, his first hit of the night. And that is now the ninth hit for Stockton. And here comes Jose Escorche, who's reached three times, including a pair of hits and two RBI. A back-and-forth game. Here in the bottom of the ninth as the Grizzlies trying to keep this at 11-8. Here comes the pitch to Escorche. And it is inside the count at 1-0. Action now in the Fresno pen. A right-hander starts to get loose. As now Mark Brewer coming out for a mound visit. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. As Davis Palermo is the right-hander in the Fresno pen. Zach Agnew's not available tonight after working two innings to pick up his second win of the season yesterday. He struck out five. Mark Brewer trying to talk to Sanchez here. But again, stay tuned. Game two of this six-game series, game three tomorrow. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday here. Should be a great weekend of fun here at Banner Island Ballpark. And of course, Monday will be Stockton's 4th of July, even though we'll be on the 3rd. And then the Grizzlies returning home for their 4th of July fireworks extravaganza on July 4th against the San Jose Giants. That should be a fun series. Against San Jose, the Grizzlies, though, trying to stay undefeated here in the second half. They lead 11-8, runner at second with one out. Jose Escorche is 2-for-4. Here comes the 1-0 from Sanchez. Right-hander comes set around the belt. Here's the pitch. And that is a foul ball down the left field line. Heads up by the third base coach and Ports manager, Gregorio Petit. 98 miles per hour off the bat of Escorche. The count at 1-1. So one ball, one strike, one out. And at the bottom of the ninth, 11-8. Fresno leads Stockton. The Grizzlies have really done everything correct tonight offensively. Now let's see if the pitching can finish it off. Here comes the 1-1, and that's a great breaking ball in the count at 1-2. 82 with a lot of bite there from Sanchez. One ball, two strikes, one out. As now Sanchez looking for the strikeout of Escorche. Does he go back to a breaking ball here against a very good hitter in Escorche? There comes the 1-2, and he goes to the breaking ball, and it's fouled off. Count at 1-2. Escorche reminds me a lot of a very young Jose Altuve. Now, of course, Altuve, an all-star, a World Series champion, a former Fresno Grizzly, but Escorche has the size, plays similar positions as Altuve, and just very feisty like Jose Altuve. As that is swung on and missed, Sanchez going to the fastball, revving it up at 94 for his second punch out of the game and second out of the inning. And now here comes Derek Salome, who is 0-for-3 with a sack fly in the Grizzlies and out away from winning tonight's contest. By the way, back to Escort Jay, he's only 5'10", 145 pounds. So now here's Derek Salome. First pitch from Sanchez. Fly ball to center field. There's Bouguereau, and the Grizzlies have done it. A 7-game winning streak. Fresno has won 18 of their past 22. They are 5-0 here in the second half as the Grizzlies continue to win. The Grizzlies, 11 runs on 12 hits tonight, and they beat the Ports for the second straight night, 11-8. Fresno continues to win as Sergio Sanchez will pick up the save, and the Grizzlies have done it. We'll be back with the postgame right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark here in Stockton, California for the postgame show. A wrap-up of tonight's contest as your Fresno Grizzlies win 11-8 tonight over the Stockton Ports. Your Grizzlies have now won 18 of their last 22 games, 7 in a row, a season long for them. They are now 5-0 here in the second half, 41-30 overall. And with tonight's win, the Grizzlies are now tied for first place for overall record in the California League Northern Division standings with the San Jose loss tonight. While the Stockton Ports, they fall to 27-44. They are 2-3 here in the second half. So Stockton now at 2-3, 27-44. Final lines tonight, Fresno 11 runs on 12 hits, 2 errors. They left 4 runners on. For the Ports, 8 runs on 9 hits, no errors. They left 8 on. The winning pitcher is Albert Pacheco. He's 3-1. The losing pitcher is Junior Tor. He is 2-1. The save to Sergio Sanchez, his first of the season. Time of the game, 2 hours and 48 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 1,696. The Grizzlies now improve to 13-3 when a game lasts over 2 hours and 40 minutes tonight, 2:48. And the Grizzlies now 27-5 here at Banner Island Ballpark all time. The Grizzlies now 11-9 versus Stockton this season. And what a game it was, back and forth. Let's go through tonight's lines for the scoring plays. The Grizzlies took a 1-0 lead thanks to a Ryan Ritter home run, his 15th of the season in the top of the first. But the Ports scoring 4 runs in the bottom of the first inning. They brought 9 batters to the plate. A pair of singles in the inning by Jose Mujica and BJ Cook scored some runs. A fielding error and a sacrifice fly the other runs. Then the Grizzlies, though, that's when they started making their comeback. Bryant Betancourt All right, Daniel Amaral, a two-run homer in the third inning, his first of the year with the Grizzlies. It was 4-3, and then Bryant Bencourt in the fifth inning, a two RBI single to center field, made it 5-4 Fresno. And then in the sixth inning, Jesus Bugarin, his seventh homer of the year, his third straight game going deep. That is the longest by a Grizzlies batter this season. It was 7-4 at that point. Amaral reached on a fielder's choice, made it 8-4 Fresno. And then a caught stealing, Daniel Amaral scored E.J. Andrews Jr., making it 9-4. The Grizzlies then added another run in the seventh, making it 10-4. Ryan Ritter, his second homer of the game. And then it was 10-4 as Mujica and the Ports did not try to go away. They brought in nine batters again in the seventh inning, scoring four runs. A home run by Jose Mujica, a two-run shot. And then Jose Escorche, a two RBI single, made it 10-8. But Jamari Baylor, in the top of the eighth inning, a home run as well, 11-8. Fresno tonight had five home runs, two by Ryan Ritter, five home runs for Fresno, their most in a single game this season by the offense. Baylor is fourth, Bugarin is seventh, Amaral his first, Ritter at two is 15th and 16th. Ritter had four hits, he reached base five times, had two RBIs and two runs. Amaral, Bugarin, and Baylor all extended their hit streaks to six games. Bugarin is now homered in three straight games as well. Fresno, four hits for Ryan Ritter. Bugarin had two hits as well. Four batters had multiple RBI, including Daniel Amaral, who had three RBI tonight. He had a home run, and he also had an RBI in that fielder's choice in the sixth inning. He led the charge in RBI. Ritter, Betancourt, and Bugarin each had two RBI. Fresno, eight of their nine batters scored a run this evening. And hitting-wise, eight of their nine batters had a hit. Messenger, the only one without a hit. Then if you look at the Grizzlies pitching, Albert Pacheco was outstanding. Despite allowing four runs in the first inning, only one was earned. He would end up throwing then four and a third of scoreless baseball. He allowed five total hits over five and a third, allowed four runs, one earned, two walks, six strikeouts. Brady Hill out three runs in two-thirds of an inning, despite two great innings to end that sixth inning. Austin Becker had one inning of work, and then Sergio Sanchez out of the bullpen picks up his first save of the season, two scoreless innings. He strikes out a pair. For Stockton tonight, the top of the lineup, each scored, the top four batters of the lineup, each scored two runs. It was Jose Mujica with three hits, a home run, and three RBI tonight. Colby Thomas, Cooper Yule, TJ Schofield Sam each had doubles as well. Escorche had three RBIs and two hits for the Ports. Pitching-wise, starter Gunnar Hoglund had four innings of work, but then the bullpen, a little bit of some rough outings as well. Tour allowed six runs in his outing overall, as we will put that down into our box score as well. Rodriguez allowed a homer. Grarte also allowed a home run. The bullpen allowed eight of their 11 runs tonight as the Ports cannot stop the Grizzlies. So the Grizzlies have now won seven in a row. They will continue the series tomorrow for Game 3 of 6 Friday Night Baseball here at Banner Island Ballpark. First pitch at 7:05 p.m. Our pregame show around 6:45 again. Our pregame guest will be Grizzlies, or be Ports broadcaster. It'll be Ports broadcaster joining me. It'll be Alex Jensen joining us on the pregame show. That will be a lot of fun. It'll be a pair of great pitchers. Fresno will bring the left-hander Michael Prosecki, a 5-4 record, a 3.72 ERA, while Stockton will go to the right-hander Luis Carrasco, an 0-2 record, a 5.87 ERA. Michael Prosecki, five wins for Fresno. He has been outstanding as the number six man in the Grizzlies' rotation. As the Grizzlies look to continue their winning ways, they have won 18 of their past 22 games, seven in a row, a season high for them, and they are looking to continue that tomorrow in this series. The Grizzlies return home on July 4th, but they will continue their 12-game road trip tomorrow. That will do it tonight. A big thank you to all of our partners, Chancy Gold Resort and Casino, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, Express Furniture Rental, Manco Abbott, Lou Provence Apartment Homes, and Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, all proud sponsors of your Fresno Grizzlies here tonight on June 29th as the Grizzlies win a game. However you're listening tonight and wherever you're listening tonight, thanks for tuning in on Stream Guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice. I'm glad you could tune in for another Grizzlies win. We'll head tomorrow for Game 3 of 6 for more Grizzlies baseball.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.